tomorrow's news today.
The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want more? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer. And Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage. Who want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to girt myself for it and to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge. Stations that pick us up at 6 after. We're going to come back and go right to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he is on the ground. He has new developments for us on this Monday, December 25th, 2025. Hundreds of millions of views on X, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, hundreds of millions of views all over the national news. He and one other local investigator doing what all the king's horses and all the king's men in the Trump administration are not doing. And I'm not being overtly critical of Trump. I'm just saying this is the example. In one day, they went and showed $110 million of fraud confirmed. Total fraud. This is like shooting fish in a barrel. But the Somalis are just the bag men. The Democrat Party above it is siphoning off most of the money. So why doesn't the Trump administration strike and strike hard? Well, because it'll bring down the entire globalist system, and there's so many rats inside the DOJ. But still, I predict massive action, and soon. Back in 60 seconds with Nick Shirley. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been following Nick Shirley's work for a few years, and he has reached millions of people, and he's reached hundreds of millions just in the last few days at the eye of the president, Elon Musk, and more. It is Monday, December 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and right out of the gates of the broadcast, you can see one of his reports on X, 114 million views. I was counting up some of the others. It's like 300 million last few days on X total, and it's just everywhere. This is true journalism. This is true investigation, and it's dangerous. The local investigator has been stabbed and beaten up just in the last few weeks, okay? And they are being chased. They're being attacked. They are being threatened. The police are on the side of the Somalis because we're talking about $24 billion of fraud discovered now. In one day, just going to a dozen or so facilities, they showed $110 million cut and dry, empty buildings, empty medical facilities, P.O. boxes, and even when they get convicted, the local judges overturn the convictions because this is big business, and now people are discovering it in Texas, in Ohio, basically in every state, and at the heart of it, the Somalis. If you got 100 Somalis in your town, look out. But they're the bagmen for the Democrats. It is a pirate culture. It's only with us at the bottom of the hour, Nick Shirley. Incredible job at Nick Shirley with two Y's at the end on X. Absolutely amazing. And the time we've got, I know you're about to be working on new investigations. We'll just leave it at that for your security issues. But wow, what you've discovered, what you've seen, things that haven't been released yet. You have some first look at what we're about to be witnessing here. The public is like, where are the indictments? Where's the FBI? Well, let's be fair. You just broke your investigation 3-4 days ago. But this is open and shut. This is equivalent at each facility of a massive bank robbery, cut and dry. Nick Shirley, this is just amazing.
Yeah, it's been crazy to see how long this has been going on for, and now to see the public's reaction. I mean, this has been going on for years now. I just did one video exposing what was happening. And so think about the, obviously the $100 million that I found, but think about the other billions of dollars that has just been laundered around the world, sent to Somalia, sent to other parts of the world. And I have more about how that money and where that money goes once it comes in here, once they receive the money. But the fraud is exuberant, Alex.
Unbelievable. I mean, obviously your reports are amazing. We can see it happening there, but describe what it's like to actually, you know, be there, to be tailed, to be harassed, to be threatened, have the police, coming after you, saying you're not allowed to go knock on doors. I mean, you can really see the whole system. Not just the Somalis are part of this criminal activity. Just 3 years ago, Minnesota had a $16 million surplus. Now it's a $20+ million deficit. I mean, this is dramatic.
Yeah, it is absolutely dramatic because literally they used to be in a surplus of billions of dollars. Now they're in a deficit. And this has all happened underneath Tim Walz. And the thing here, like you mentioned, the police, they do not have your back. It's very sad. I, they came after me saying I was harassing people for just simply asking for healthcare rates. And I kept it all in the video for everybody to see so that way people can't say I'm trying to twist things around. But that was just the pure facts of what was happening. And then back in June, the Somalis even jumped me when I was with me and my mom inside of one of their communities. They snagged my camera. They're threatening to beat me. There are Somali gangs just roaming around Minnesota and around Minneapolis. And they're very territorial in a sense that if you come inside their community and if they look at you as opposition, you're treated like it.
It's a major story in the country. Tim Walz's response to it. I want to play that and get your response. And then, I don't know if you've seen this yet, people have been calling the phone numbers on these education centers and these preschools and other facilities. It's not just one now, more videos. And they go to Tim Walz's office. Are you aware of this?
Yes. Someone, I saw that video this morning. I reshared it with everybody because literally the phone numbers to the daycare centers online revert back to the office of Tim Walz, the governor's office.
Wow. Let's play a short clip of the governor responding to this, claiming that this is white supremacy to find $24 million of fraud. Here it is.
This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy.
So it sounds to me, Nick, that Governor Tim Walz is saying that you and others that are out there trying to expose this,
right, so
you know,
let's go
you're
back
doing
to,
it.
Let's go back to Nick and get his take on this. I mean, this is total desperation here, and it's all over the country, and all they can do is say, you're bad because you know, one company, 5 million, 3 million, 8 million, feeding kids and no kids are being fed, and it's a P.O. box. I mean, it's just so cut and dry.
It's deflection by Tim Walz to try. It's worked so long for specifically the Democrats to deflect and to call people racist, to call them Islamophobic, to call them Nazis, to call them a white supremacist, whatever it may be. It's been a deflection tactic by the left to get people to turn a blind eye while they've been funneling millions and billions of dollars to these companies. And now people are sick of it. It's not racist to call out fraud. It's not racist to say that, oh yeah, maybe Somalis in Minnesota, these Somali-ran businesses, not all Somalis are bad, but it's not racist to say that a Somali-ran business is committing fraud. If a white business was committing fraud, we'd also be saying the same thing. And we are saying the same thing when we talk about fraud as well.
Well, I know what my listeners are saying, and I'm sure you're getting it as well. What is your view or idea of how fast we should see a DOJ task force, not just an ICE task force there rounding up the illegal aliens? Over half of the Somalis, they've now proven, have came in with fraudulent names, fraudulent information, are there illegally. We need to obviously deport them. The DOJ has announced that most of the funding to these federal programs is now being cut, but that's not enough. I mean, we need to see serious action, and I don't see with your report being so mega viral and now all these other reporters going out to other addresses and duplicating and just literally showing it in live time. I don't see how the Trump administration doesn't take total action, and I don't see how at the end of the day the governor and Ilhan Omar, who we've tracked back to setting up the scams in the last 4 years and then protecting it and then clear money and campaign donations going to them and also going to Somalia, I don't see how they don't all go to prison. So I'll say this. If we don't see Ilhan Omar and Governor Walz and others indicted very, very soon, I'm going to be very upset. And bare minimum, we better see mass indictments of these Somalis running these open and shut scams.
Yeah, there better be. I mean, we're demanding it. Everyone's demanding it. It's been so interesting. The reason why my video did so well is because I'm not trying to point this as a left or right issue. I'm trying to show that fraud is fraud. Literally, Alex, me and you, we work hard. Every American works hard. And it's not fun whether it's 20% or 50% of your paycheck going back into the hands of the government while people are quite literally receiving billions of dollars in funding that's tax exempt and then sending that money back to fund terrorist groups like the Al-Shabaab, or even if it's just going to their pockets tax-free. We work so hard. It's not fair to any American. This is not a left or right issue. This is just a pure fact that fraud is fraud, and American people are sick of people taking our money that we work so hard for.
People can find you on YouTube at Nick Shirley. They can obviously follow you on X. Everyone should. But I've seen a lot of your reports. You've been doing this for years. You've been doing it in Europe. Just briefly, what got you started in all this?
Yeah, so I started getting involved into politics when I was in high school. Unfortunately, back in 2020, you couldn't even put Trump's name in a thumbnail or in a title without your video getting demonetized, especially when you're a lower creator. And I actually I've been watching you, Joe, for a long time. You and Joe Rogan, I think your podcast is what really struck a nerve in me when I was a young high schooler, and I've always been interested in, but you couldn't really do anything about it until now that censorship's been lifted, because we've seen what happens to people like you, Fuentes, Kanye, anybody that speaks out against anything like that, they can come and censor you. However, with Elon buying X, it really leveled out the playing field, and it made all these other social media companies get to a level where they have to allow free speech to happen or else they're going to lose viewership. So I've been interested. I've been doing this YouTube politic investigative journalism for 2 years straight now, every single week for the past more than 104 weeks. I've posted a video every single week, and this has been the biggest story we've broken. But this is just a combination of just consistency and hard work.
So how old are you?
I'm 23.
All right. So think about this, folks. A 23-year-old in 2 years, notice I said 2 years, that's about how long I've been, you immediately had a big effect. I remember when you popped up, just doing simple, smart things, take a little bit of courage and effort and change the world. You've been having a big effect since day one. Now, your videos, conservatively, in the last week, have 30 times the views of 60 Minutes. Why does Trump obsess over 60 Minutes with 3 million viewers? Why does he went on Elon, had 1 billion listeners. And I'm not mad at the president. I just hope he gets at 79. Sir, this is what you need to be supporting. And not just, you know, being interviewed by Nick Shirley. You need to get the feds very easily can go out with their own information corps. And the Border Patrol, everybody needs their own information corps to go out and show this stuff in live time. And citizens need to do what I've done and what Nick Shirley's done and others, because this stuff is everywhere. In 10 minutes, I can take you, 5 minutes, to fake learning centers right over here on Old Torf. 3 minutes, okay? I can show you the same stuff being run by all sorts of other organizations, not just Somalis. But I can drive 10 minutes, we're getting ready to do it soon, and show Somalis running the same scams with the autism centers and the fake daycares and all of it. It is everywhere, and it's not just the Somalis. It's the Muslim community in general. In Europe, 90% of them are on welfare. 80% of the crimes and rapes are them. These are the groups coming here, as they say, to colonize us, to take over. They call themselves settlers, and under the Quran, we are the enemy. They're allowed to do anything they want to us because we are not in Islam. So this is literally a pirate invasion force. You are the modern Paul Revere, and when I look at you and that great investigator we just call, you know, David, obviously, so he doesn't get killed. He's already been stabbed and attacked recently. People understand it's simple, but it takes courage and it changes the world. So can you speak to David, the investigator, and just other amazing individuals, and then give us a little idea, without letting the enemy know specifics with intel, what's coming next? I know you've got a lot more you're about to do.
Yeah, big shout at David, because he's really what helped me expose this fraud, because he has all the numbers. He's been investigating this for years. But what's more to come here in with fraud here in the United States, most things are public records. So when you go and confront these people, it's very obvious when there is fraud taking place. That's one. But it's a huge network of different companies and systems of companies working together. They're all, whether it's a daycare, adult daycare, the healthcare, they're all intertwined, especially here in Minnesota. And so when people start looking at these in other places across the United States, you'll find the same thing as well, that they're all intertwined. It's not just some one-off family who's deciding that, oh, we should start a daycare. No, it's a whole network of people all working together. There's webs put together. And here in Minnesota, what's crazy is the Learing Daycare Center, it had multiple violations for years, yet they still received $1.9 million. And so it's a whole web of people working together, embedded within the government. Right now, you see Tim Walz, he tries to call people like me a white supremacist and stuff like that. They're all working hand in hand to get this money. It's not just, you just can't allow this to happen, and you can't be stupid enough especially if you're in the government, to decide, well, this daycare's had 5 violations, let's give it another $2 million.
And again, you went to facility after facility after facility. What is it, like 15 you went to in one day and still had time the same day to go to the legislature at the end of the hearings and expose and confront people with that. And so there's thousands more of these you can go to in just those Twin Cities. It's exciting, though, to now see other independent journalists going and doing it. But what I'm noticing is there's not a lot of local media doing that on-the-ground stuff. They end up reporting on what you're doing, which, again, shows how, in the establishment, real investigative journalism is basically dead.
Yeah, they're incompetent to be able to do it, because what they have to do is they make their video, they have to send it to an editor, and then that editor and the head person above has to then go and approve that video. And so their way of getting their news out has to go through 5 different hands. By that time, it's been twisted in 10 different ways versus it just being fact-based and as transparent as possible. And so that's why people like me and people like you, other investigative journalists, are able to actually expose stuff thanks to people like Elon Musk by giving us X, that platform, the most beautiful platform to be able to share information. That way it can go straight from the producer to the consumer in one way.
Well, that's right. You know, when Elon bought X and went through all that hell and was a game changer for all of us to be able to get the information out to get Trump in, now it's forced a lot of the other big tech to cut back a lot on their censorship. We're seeing it everywhere, from TikTok to YouTube. Suddenly our stuff's dominating again, and many others. He was the game changer, and then the bad guy's administration ran him out. He's now coming back. And then I really have just lauded Musk, because I'm so thankful for myself, my family, the country. And some people are like, oh, you just kissed Musk's ass. Well, when I get, you know, our ship sinks and he's the lifeboat, I absolutely love Elon Musk. I appreciate Elon Musk. Absolutely. I absolutely back him. And I think we don't give him enough praise for the hell and the terror attacks and all the stuff they, you know, did to his company and him. And Reuters got hundreds of millions from the U.S. government to stalk and harass him with private investigators. I mean, we forget the warriors that have stood for us. And Elon Musk has been the game changer. What would you like to say? Would you like to publicly thank Elon Musk? What would you say to Elon Musk right now?
Just thank you. Really, thank you, because what he did by just leveling out the playing field and giving us a platform where we can speak freely, he's not only helped save the United States, he's helping save the United Kingdom, as people are actually able to speak out, whether or not that they're able to speak out all across the world. I mean, X is the number one news source for most countries in the world right now, because that people are able to get that news just from straight from their phone without having to go through and get a subscription from the Wall Street Journal to get some propaganda piece. You can get it straight from your phone. You can follow the people that you trust and that are actually out there in the streets talking to people. So thank you, Elon Musk, because what he's done has helped shape society in many ways, whether it be the election, whether it just be making it so that we can all speak freely here in the United States. And you're seeing the ripple effect across the other countries as well.
And he really did it. I mean, he let the nastiest people from all different angles and groups, even some of the stuff I saw, I said, I can't believe this is, but I get it's free speech. Wow. Because he said, I believe the marketplace of ideas. I believe the truth in him will come out. And now it has exploded to number one, basically all over the world. It's just exponentially growing. And he literally did that and has now empowered billions of people to put out their ideas, their research, their on the ground information. And again, it's so fashionable with people that bash Trump all day and say he's not doing a good enough job, and the same people act like they're patriots but bash Elon all day. They don't spend any time with the Democrats, though. No. They're with us, but they're the gatekeepers. They're the authorities. You know, they're the really holy people, you know, that sit back and say, oh, no, you know, Alex Jones is too optimistic, and you know, Trump sucks and Elon sucks, while they're on that very platform able to say whatever they want and do, acting like we're the establishment. No, we're taking America and the world back. We're the revolutionaries. We're exposing all this. And when Trump gets off track, we hold his feet to the fire, and almost always he course corrects. This is beautiful. I mean, think of what would happen if Kamala Harris was in right now. The censorship would be worse than ever. The economy would be totally collapsed. They'd still be flooding us with tens of millions of illegals. And just all of this success we've had wouldn't be there. So I'm simply saying we should be thankful, but redouble our efforts like you're doing. I know you got to go. You got big stuff you're about to do. But just get, give us a little preludes on what's coming next, what you're working on, and again, how does it feel to be such an inspiration? Because now everybody is rushing up there. So the Somalis are all following you. They got pictures of you. They're putting up wanted posters, I was told. And so, but now there's going to be hundreds of journalists. I just love it. I mean, you are creating the chain reaction, my friend.
Yeah, lots of things are coming as far as this fraud being exposed, and it's getting very dangerous. I feel so thankful that people have reached out, people have donated, because just to get security alone for that last video, it cost $4,000, cost $3,600 to be allowed to go out and do that video. And now it's like even more dangerous. It feels like even just dangerous to be at home. So,
well, you saw the mayor last week say ICE agents are going to get killed. And now they're attacking him even more and shooting at him there and ramming him. Absolutely. So thank God for Brandon Tatum sending in his security team. And people, how do people support you? Because, again, it takes money to win a war. I never even see you with sponsors. I never even see you asking for anything. How do we support you and your great work?
Yeah, the best way, obviously, is just to be watching and sharing the information. And then I do accept donations, whether it be Venmo or Cash App or crypto. People can just reach out to me. It's just Nick Shirley 21. But the most important thing is to be sharing the information and to support. And then if people do want to reach out, they can go ahead and reach out. And everything is on my platforms. If people do want a tip, it's on X on the tip box and whatnot. But yeah, it's been amazing. And people like you, other people reaching out have been awesome just to even give me a voice to talk about this stuff. Cause like you said, it's dangerous. And if it wasn't for Elon Musk, like, people don't understand how important he is in what's going on in the world, because we're not just that, like when we talk that we're like in a battle or we're in like a civil war, well, we're fighting to keep what made America great. It's not a coincidence America became the greatest country in 250 years. All the other countries had thousands of years to do it. So if we don't stand for what made us that great country, we will fall in a way. Whether it be from allowing mass immigration to happen or allowing fraud to happen, we won't be the same country, and we won't be that great country that we once were.
Absolute game changer is what you think when you think Elon Musk. Absolute maverick is what you think when you think Elon Musk. Absolute game changing maverick is what you think when you think Nick Shirley. And that's where I want to be. That's who I want to be associated with, is the people on the front lines fighting for Western civilization and freedom. Buddy, you're awesome. Look, I already said it. I'm not going to tell people when, but I'm already talking to some folks, obviously you. But I am going to be in Minnesota very, very soon. So we'll be talking after some of the stuff you're going to be working on today. We'll be watching very closely what you do. I know Minnesota well. I was on the network there 25 years, based in Minneapolis, and so the GC network. So I'm going to be going up there as well, because this is really a chain reaction. It's waking people up, and this is irrefutable. And we're going to wipe that arrogant smile off Ilhan Omar's mouth with the truth and Tampon Tim. God bless you, Nick Shirley. We'll be watching.
God bless you. Thank you.
Woo! Man. You know, let me just get into the latest on this and to kind of back up what I said, play the clips I was telling you about. Because now people are calling the numbers and it goes to the governor's office, these fraud facilities. They got like shacks with no windows getting $3 million a year. They got P.O. boxes getting $8 million a year. Then they got Soros judges, when they get convicted, just say, you go free, baby cakes. They catch them bribing jurors. I mean, it's just, these are actual pirates, folks. Like, the culture is slavery and piracy. And that's why Somalis won't talk to regular black folks. That's why black folks hate them so much when they get around them, because they see them like in the old Indian system in India with the caste system. They're like, I'm not black. I'm not Africa. I am a Arab. I don't even talk to black people. God almighty, they're black KKK folks. I mean, it's just, can't make it up. All right, I'm Alex Jones. Woo! We got a lot of news coming up. Stay with me and share the live feeds.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired. Like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind, this ain't luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feeling surge in your veins. Locked in, focused, lit.
Turbo Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexshowstore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Had a lot of amazing, important news in the United States and around the world. Got this massive winter storm coming in, Storm Ezra. 40 million people in the path of some real problems. We've got the amazing things Kennedy's doing. It's just, it's so fabulous. It's hard to believe. And you've got the Democrats trying to block it. Seriously evil crap. Yeah, the Democrats want all the toxic food dyes to stay in. They want the mercury to stay in. They want the mRNA shots to stay in. Not who we elected Trump to put in his HHS head with the scientist to put out the evidence that's deadly. No, judges say you're going to take your shots. These people are tyrants. We got that coming up. And then I got a bunch of clips of Muslims, including members of Parliament in the UK, saying Islam will conquer the UK. We are here to conquer you. It's all Muslim Brotherhood. So I don't want to hear this Islam isn't a threat. They get up to 9-10%, folks. They are the swing vote. They donate tons of their money to politics. They engage in major corruption. It's their plan. It's in the Quran. And they take over. They're already bullying people in every major Western country. And this is part of their operation. But I have some incredible clips. Before I get into all of that, I wanted to finish up with Nick Shirley and what's happening up in Minnesota. And then what's coming in. We already knew, but now we're getting numbers. People are investigating, even the mainstream news is, in Ohio, in Texas, in North Dakota, Minnesota, Washington State, Oregon, New York, Florida, it's everywhere. And that's just looking at the Somalis. If you got 100 Somalis in your town, I mean, you go look, there's going to be empty buildings that say daycare, empty buildings that say home care, empty buildings that say feed kids, and there's nothing going on. Nothing. Cobwebs. And millions per building. Millions a year. Millions, 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 millions. Little shacks. 5 million. Empty buildings. 3 million. P.O. boxes. 8 million. No services, no nothing, all lies. And people go, oh, the Democrats are inept. The Democrats are incompetent. No, they're not. They set all this up. That's the one thing I wanted to say to Shirley. He's going to come back on. He wants to come into town and be on the show after he does much more journalism. And I've been wanting to get him on for a while. But Nick Sorter called and said, hey, if you want him on, here's his number. He's a big fan. He's been, you woke him up. I was like, wow, that's cool. It's so amazing how many times we get people on. They're like, oh, you're the guy that woke me up. I'd say it's about 80% of the time. And that just shows the power of this broadcast and what we've been able to do. And that's all of you supporting us that did that. But I got to tell you, my most important work is to come, and I cannot do it without you. So before I go any further, tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the Ultramethylene Blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one and get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal. In fact, on some of the deals, if you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break even or loss leader. If you say use the app at alexjonesapp.com, there's the free Droid and the free Apple there. That's just a website that takes you right to it. alexjonesapp.com, put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some lost leaders sometimes because the products are so good. We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric and give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. Until we started formulating 95% curcuminoid 6-7 years ago, nobody went above 60-70%. So that's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid and why it works so good. So my wife, who plays tennis a lot and all this stuff and has like pain in her hips and things and knees, she's like, oh, your turmeric a few years ago, this is lower milligram than my big horse pillin. I said, just take this. She goes, wow, it works way better, but how is it less turmeric? I said, it's concentrate. So one of these little pills is like, you know, 6 or 7 of your big pills. She's, oh, ooh, exactly. So that's the point. And we got a 95% Curcuminoid at Bigley at thealexjonesstore.com. The gummies and the capsules. And we got the body's original formula, 95% curcuminoid, at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated. Plus, we want it to really work so you come back. I use the analogy because it's so true. You drive into a town, you don't need to use Google to see what the best restaurant is. Plus, the reviews can be fake there. What restaurant has a line out the door? The one across the street has, like, a few cars. You don't go there. You're like, I'm willing to stand in line. I'm not going to go over there and get food poisoning. Or maybe you're in a hurry. You see another one down the road that's got, like, 15 cars. You're like, eh, I don't have time. I'm in a rush. I'm sure I will. That place will taste okay. The place with three cars, I'll get food poisoning. The place with a line out the door must be absolutely delicious, okay? It's because the food is delicious, nutritious, with a good atmosphere, high quality, at a reasonable price. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship, okay? And all I need to do is go to thealexjonesstore.com. Why does selection of Patriot apparel? What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. We are suing the Democrats. We're having big effects. They're under criminal investigation. All this stuff's going on. You see we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network that thealexjonesstore.com also finances, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. So that's where we are. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD because most people don't absorb NAD. You don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay? This cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force with natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com. And there is so much more there on the site. And I don't want to sit here and belabor this, but here's my plan. Whether InfoWars survives or not, and now we know it had to be decided by March 1st. That's a long story. I'll do a special report on that soon. A lot of new stuff's happened. Whether InfoWars survives or not, you're the InfoWar. It goes on. The InfoWar belongs to the people. But we, with the new owners, the new systems, whether it's InfoWars or whether it's the Alex Jones Network, we're going 19 hours a day live quickly. And that means 5 a.m. to midnight. And we are going to dominate, and we're going to have all these reporters and all these people and roving reporters. We're going big, okay? They wanted to shut us down. We're going big, which I always intended to do. They've had me tied up for 8 years. So once we go through this thing, they got their fake debts and their fake judgments and all the rest of that. They'll harass me and attack me. I don't care. I'll live in a van under the bridge. I will be the news director, and I will be on air destroying the globalist. I mean, I'll literally just, you know, have an office with a fold-out bed. I'll live here. I mean, which is not going to happen. The point is, I love it. I mean, I'm surprised I'm not in prison or dead fighting these people. They think messing with my family, messing with me, makes me roll over and give up. All you did is wake my ass up. I mean, you know, it's like somebody walks over and punches me in the nose and blood starts spewing out. And then they wonder why I'm all of a sudden on top of them, beating the living hell out of them and breaking their bones. They're like, wow, we thought when we punched you in the nose, you'd get in a fetal position and cry for your mommy. And that's not what happens. I remember I was exposing the globalists and a bunch of stuff they were doing, and they were really pissed. They had this group threatening me and saying all this stuff. I already had my local radio show and stuff, but I kept getting threats to the line at Access TV in this control room studio. We're going to kill you. We're going to come down there. We're going to get you, all this stuff. And I didn't have security or anything, and my show's over. And I had one camera guy there, Mike Hansen. And also he was helping that night was Steve Mason. And I walk out to my car, and these five guys get around me, and they said, they're wearing trench coats and stuff, and they said, we told you to shut up, or we're going to kick your ass or kill you. And I was like, what? And the one guy just hauls off and breaks my nose. Well, it's been broken a lot of times, so it was a big deal. And blood's like shooting out. It didn't mean anything to me. And I just go ape and just grab them and just start slamming them in the ground and just crushing them. They're all trying to help themselves into the minivan. And I punch this one guy that hit me right under the nose, watch his nose. Done this three times in my life. I'm bragging. It's just what I got, a killer instinct. Just, yeah. And it was just cartilage, bones. His nose is hanging off, blood spraying everywhere. I'm laughing. And, these guys are like punching me and hitting me, trying to knock my feet out. I'm like grabbing them and slamming them in and like bouncing their heads on the ground. And I was only fighting four of them. One of them was just like standing back. And they're all like bleeding and getting into this minivan and driving off. Like one of them was like crying. And the cops get there, look at the surveillance camera. They're like, what the hell is this? Are you Batman or something? I'm like, no, this is a war. And then they didn't arrest me. But, you know, they almost did. Like I hadn't done anything. But my point is that's the analogy. Like, because I didn't understand they were going to hit me right away. I thought, you know, these guys are whatever. And they weren't, only like two of them were bigger than me, taller. And I'm just sitting there. My only problem was I was wearing an old army jacket that I'd bought at a surplus place. It was a little bit tight because it was cold. So I couldn't get fully moving as much as I wanted to. So that's why I just instantly decided to go ahead and just jump on top of one at a time, beat the head in the ground. And then another one got me tied up. And so I couldn't get my, so I just started kneeing him, and I felt the ribs breaking. So I went bam, 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 breaking those ribs. He's like, ugh. And I was like, yeah, smelled so good. Just die, son of a bitch. So you guys think that you're hurting me. All you're doing is waking me up. And I want all of you to know that. So that's how this works. And the American people need to understand information is war. We're not out like cavemen beating the hell out of people. That's not how we're going to win this. But you have to take the same savage intention of fighting for your life and put it into this like Nick Shirley's doing with David up in Minnesota. That's victory. And look, all they had to have was courage, research, clarity, focus, and will. And Elon Musk, the final ingredient, a platform to compete. All they needed was a racetrack to get on. They had their own race car. They paid for it. They got out there, and they just won the Indy 500. But they won't let us put ourselves on the racetrack, will they? Because they know we'll win. And I am so excited by all the journalists and researchers and activists. Don't ever let them call you an influencer. That is a total setup. Again, Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, there were different groups in the different areas in Greece. There's a lot of different little city-states there. But in and around Athens, you had the tyrants, and then you had your different subsects and different groups that people promoted. You had people that were pushing the democracy. That was only the gentry rulers that could vote. But just to dumb it down, this is a long story. They had a group that developed called the influencers, or individuals that use rhetoric and made it sound good but didn't give any facts, and they called those the influencers. They could influence dumb people, and there were more dumb people than smart people. And so that's where you get with Thomas Jefferson talking about the mad howl of democracy, was the influencers could go and manipulate people that didn't have the facts or the depth to understand things. So you are not influencers. You are philosophers. You are researchers. You are technicians. You are eyeballs on the ground. You are going out and you are chronicling. You are presenting. So many times you're just a human showing people what the enemy's doing with no commentary. That's so powerful. Enjoy the silence, but the power of what you're showing is the enemy themselves. You're the intel. You're the Rangers out there getting the information. You're the Green Berets out there crawling through the jungle and finding the enemy emplacement and lasing it for the Air Force to come in and hit it politically, lovingly, nonviolently. That's what this is. You are Paul Revere 2.0. You are 1776. You are the ghost of the Republic reawakening and reanimating and standing this country back up on its hind legs. You are the resistance. You are the answer to 1984. You are 1776. And the people that want to demoralize us and undermine us and tell us we're losing and tell us just to end fight because that's the sure sign, you know, that you're a real patriot if you just pick and attack Trump all day instead of when he's wrong, say he's wrong, get on him. When he's right, back it and support it. No. They are the globalist establishment. Their only hope now is to get us to tear each other apart. And that's not going to happen. And that's why when it's become obvious with certain individuals that they are either knowingly or unknowingly, they're definitely being told what to do to create division, demoralization, and tear this country apart. Same tactics are used in Europe. It is a formula. I see it. I see the talking points. I know what it is. And so I'm forced to then go after it because I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson said that. I have sworn that oath. I swear that oath. Sometimes every day, I speak it out. I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny in the mind of man. I have sworn on the altar of God. But remember, we can't do this alone. In fact, we don't do any of this. We are just the willing vessels with our free will to ask God to lead, guide, and direct us to be instruments of his will. Ministers of truth. Ministers of justice. Ministers of the will of God on this planet today. And we are imperfect. We see through the rose color darkly, and that's why we got to constantly be praying to God, constantly asking God to direct us. And when we get the voice of God, the still voice of God, when we're told to do something by God, we have to do it even though we don't want to. And there's been plenty, you know, that I didn't want to do. I'm all about factoids, info. I want to just tell you about things. I respect you. I want to show you how I see things working so you can research it. You give me info. We augment the information. We move forward. I love pure stuff like Nick Shirley. Pure stuff like Nick Sordor. Pure stuff where you go out and you show what's going on. That's what I'm all about. That's what we do. I can't stand when people are putting out disinfo and fables and real conspiracy theories and you know, just theater of the mind to have to go analyze it and look at it and then see how preposterous it is and then go try to convince people that are watching a reality show, that are watching basically a Netflix show, that are watching a true crime show, how you're being manipulated. Because interfacing with people that are that weak-minded is painful. But because they have an ability to disease and infest the minds of a lot of people and get them sucked into a black hole of demoralization and into giving up, I'm forced to roll up my sleeves and do that. And there has been new developments with Candace Owens where she just puts out the talking points. I'm vindicated. I've been proven right. Blah, blah, blah. And you look at it and it's completely insane. Like, oh, Mitch Snow was at the base. It's all true. No. These people all have alibis, like being on C-SPAN on TV at the same time, all the rest of it. And you say, oh, I don't want alibis. I'm not saying they did it. I'm not saying there was a, but, ooh, your alibis aren't real. And Mitch Snow was at the base, so it's all proven. Oh, but now I'm not worried about the 9th with the secret Kill Charlie Kirk meeting. No, now I'm worried about the 8th because the Undersecretary of Defense flew in as part of a scheduled border trip to all these different border bases. And so, I mean, I just see her manipulating her followers, and it's just like, this is an evil formula. And it's very, 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 very painful to watch. I'm already getting into it. And then weird stuff like, she's married to this, you know, British royalty guy, and they took over Parler before, and the dad's the big financier in the establishment. And so I say, let's look at who she really works for, because Keir Starmer and MI6 work with Obama. They've been heavily involved trying to go after Elon Musk, Trump, destabilize things. They go over there to run the illegal operations here. That's been one of the main culprits I know everybody talks about Israel all day. That's fine. But the UK is heavily involved, as the documents have shown, you know, in the Democrats manipulating. So I said, you know, she would say everybody works for the establishment. The question's her stories. Well, I mean, is she working for MI5 or something, knowingly or unknowingly? She responds back with, I met my husband, George Farmer, through Paul Watson years ago, who worked for you. So there, you're discredited. Oh, receipts. What the hell does that mean? You go over there to the UK, and then they set up a TP, you know, UK thing. And then what does that have to do with what I'm saying about that? What is that? Ooh, a receipt. Ooh, oh, wow. It's no secret that Paul Watson basically discovered Candace Owens as she first came on InfoWars. It's no secret that all that stuff. What are you talking about? Everybody knows I've known you for 10 years. Everybody knows that. What does that mean? I work for MI6. I mean, it's retarded. Or MI5 or whatever. So I don't want to really get into it, but later I will with Robert Barnes, lawyer, because it's bad. And I've also got her backtracking. I never implied TPUSA was involved in the killing of him. Oh, well, we have you saying that in a bunch of clips. So now that people are paying attention, she's got serious issues. And here's my deal. There's been a war over TPUSA and CPAC and the Republican Party over America First versus Israel First. Israel has been trying to get full control of the Republican Party. They've been doing it for a long time. They've lost. That's good. So just because Ben Shapiro and people attack Candace Owens doesn't mean everything then she does is good. I'm attacked by Levin and all those guys constantly. I mean, he attacked me, you know, a week ago at TPUSA, Shapiro. So they're trying to, like, put me in the camp with them as if it's those two things. I'm not doing this because I'm in a camp. I had to go investigate the Egyptian plane thing and then this Huachuca meeting on the 9th, and I went and looked, and it was ridiculous horse crap. And I said, hey, I think you're being misled. You might be being set up. Oh, you're bad, all her surrogates and her, you know, you're showing who you are. And then I watched all the gaslighting, all the stories changing. And for me, it's a very moral thing. I don't think, well, how does this affect me, or what camp am I in, or, you know, or I can insert myself in this soap opera and play along with it. It's just, this is obviously not true. Now they're like, well, it doesn't matter about Mitch Snow's credibility. He was at the base. We never said he wasn't at the base. The point is, all the people she said was there that day aren't. She goes, oh, that doesn't matter. Then again, last night, she's like, well, actually, they don't have good alibis. You have to go to her because she's the boss. Of course they do. The congressman is at 11 a.m. on the floor in the House, in the committee room. He didn't start voting till 2-something, so they look at that. They go, he had time to get from the base to there. No, 11 a.m. there is 8 a.m. at Fort Huachuca. And everybody else has their things where they were. And so she's like, okay, fine. Move on from that. It's the 8th. But you still didn't give me a good alibi, and you're still guilty. You are the one charging people with this and then saying you're not. And everyone has you flip-flopping. It is sick to watch, and I won't be a part of it. That's why I'm covering this, because it's the right thing to do.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Throughout history, the suppression of revolutionary energy technologies points to a pattern of inventors meeting untimely or suspicious ends, apparently protecting entrenched interests in the fossil fuel narrative and traditional power systems. Nikola Tesla, who died in poverty amid claims of suppressed wireless energy transmission ideas. Tom Ogle, whose vapor fuel system promised extraordinary mileage before his 1981 death from an overdose ruled accidental or suicidal. And Stanley Meyer, developer of a controversial water fuel cell, who perished in 1998 from a cerebral aneurysm despite persistent poisoning rumors.
He has developed what's called a water fuel cell. It has taken the place of his old gas tank. The water fuel cell breaks down water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen is used to run his dune buggy.
I don't care if you use rainwater, well water, city water, ocean water. If you don't have any fresh water, go ahead and use snow. If you don't have any snow available to you, then use salt water because there's no adverse effect to the fuel cell.
Meyer started working on this project 4 years ago. He's not a scientist. He isn't even a chemist. In fact, he never graduated from college. Meyer was determined, he says, to design something to protect this country from oil embargoes.
And we have calculated that if we take the dune buggy from Los Angeles to New York, we would roughly use 22 gallons of water.
The Pentagon flew a lieutenant colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There's talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks.
Recently, Aaron Salter Jr., a retired police officer working as a security guard at a Topps grocery store in Buffalo, New York, was passionately developing a hydrogen electrolysis system to power vehicles with water as an alternative to gasoline.
You got your hydrogen for your electrolysis, you got your batteries, your water. I'm just going to start it.
That's the gas valve in the rear in off position. Vehicle is running on pure hydrogen.
He was tragically killed in the 2022 racially motivated mass shooting at that store.
The defendant's planning of a racially motivated attack occurred over a span of several months.
And just a mere days ago, on December 15th, 2025, Nuno Loureiro, a distinguished MIT professor and director of the Plasma Science and Fusion Center, specializing in fusion energy, a potentially limitless clean power source, was fatally shot in his Brookline home.
Many of you know that fusion is the process that powers stars. So the reason that they shine is because at their very core, there are fusion reactions going on that essentially release the energy that keeps the stars alive and shining. We speak of the plasma state of matter as the word that best describes the state at which the matter is at these very high pressures and temperatures that you find in the core of stars, such as the sun. And so essentially, in a sort of a slogan, kind of way, what we're trying to do at the Plasma Science and Fusion Center is to recreate star-like conditions on Earth, aiming to tap that energy, the fusion energy, for electricity or energy production. In case there's questions about why we're trying to do this, there's a long list of reasons that range from no polluting emissions to inexhaustible fuel supply, very energetic reactions, so 10 to the 7 more energetic than a chemical reaction, no risk of meltdowns or long-lived nuclear waste, civilization scale energy, and flexibility to generate fusion energy pretty much anywhere.
Apparently, a janitor named Derek, who worked as a janitor at Brown University, had previously, that is before the shooting, according to him, alerted the Brown University police that there was an intruder that had been lurking around the building, but yet nothing was done. We also learned that there were a number of electronic devices discovered in the storage unit that he had, and a number of other things, perhaps thumb drives that he had, all of which point to the idea that this was some elaborate plot. He did a lot of casing, a lot of pre-planning, a lot of recon.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. The established families, dug in for centuries with their iron grip around the throat of humanity, will never relinquish control. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I love stories. I love developments that I call Rosetta Stones or skeleton keys or keyholes. Or you could say mountaintops, 35,000 foot views. If you look at the Nick Shirley story of how it shows how the independent media is hundreds of times bigger than the corporate establishment media, illustrated by this one story he broke last week and so many other examples, if you look at how there's only a facade left of the corporate media and the establishment, then it exposes how slowly the feds move and how most of the U.S. attorneys are globalists that tell Trump what he wants to hear but do nothing, and how it front burners all this information, only puts more heat on them and convicts them in the court of public opinion. And just the illustration of what two men, a local investigator and a young 23-year-old journalist that we woke up, are able to do, it's just magic. And it shows how even if I was taken off the air today, even if I was killed tomorrow, God forbid, what we've done together with InfoWars in 31 years, 28 years with the name InfoWars, the ripples in the pond from the rocks we've thrown in aren't just not dissipating, they're getting bigger and bigger with time. They're not evergreen, they're infinity green. They're ultra green. They get stronger with time. And that is a testament to all of you and your support and what you've done and the guests and the researchers and the filmmakers and everything that is the InfoWars. It's not me, it's all of us together. I'm just a focal point. And it really is amazing. You can see God's hand in all of this. And I'm so thankful to God working through all of you to be able to withstand all these attacks and withstand the pain to be here and just see the glorious success we're all having together through God's greater vision. Because we have free will, we can decide to join the devil's plan or God's plan. That's the way the universe works. And it's making the right decision that is everything that this life is about. So, now to see the inspiration, and I'm now told, and I see it happening, by investigators on the ground. We're not giving out a lot because we don't want you to know what's about to break next, but it's spectacular. That there are hundreds of citizen journalists now. And it's old black ladies from Chicago. And it's old hillbilly men from West Virginia. And it's young Hispanic Americans from Texas. And it's young Asian Americans from New York. There are hundreds of citizen journalists now all over Minneapolis, St. Paul alone. Now they're going to the smaller towns, and the reports are flooding X, flooding TikTok, flooding Instagram, flooding Facebook. All the reports are getting bare minimum hundreds of thousands of views, many of them millions, some of them tens of millions, others hundreds of millions, because of public interest. And it shows what setting brush fires in the minds of men and women can do that Thomas Jefferson talked about and igniting the information revolution. And 90%+ of war is information. This is war. And all we got to do is go point a camera at these people and show $24 billion and counting. $24 billion and counting in the last 2 years stolen. And it's just getting bigger every day. And all these journalists, not just the one we had on earlier, are just picking addresses that are in the public record, that are getting a million here, 2 million here, 5 million there, 10 million there, 12 million there, 700,000 here, 900,000 there, 4 million here. And they're going to all these autism centers and all these daycares and all these medical facilities and all these home care facilities and all these feed the kid facilities. And you get there, and there's never anything going on. No kids getting fed, no kids, no health care, no nothing. And the people say, well, look how the judges in Michigan and in Minnesota in just the last few months, when they finally had a few locals indict them and the juries found them guilty, why the judges overturned it and let them go. See, there's no point. No point. That's the process. That just pisses people off more. You know, if you just say it's too corrupt and walk away and go away, they're going to win. No, you continue to put pressure, and it's happening. And you will see hundreds of Somalis indicted in Ohio and Texas and Washington State and Minnesota. You will see it happen. And then you'll see, in many cases, the judiciary let them go free. And then those will be stories. The difference is we're in the fight. We're pushing into them. We're showing what they're doing. When you send out a reconnaissance force in war, going back 10,000 years ago, but recorded history 7,000, the reconnaissance force is small, and it's not just to go out and find the enemy. You hopefully want to pull the enemy out and expose them so you get intel on them. And yeah, your reconnaissance force might even get wiped out, and they know that. But you're finding out the strength of the enemy, and you're revealing them. And so, how'd it go for them stealing the 2020 election? Completely exposed their election fraud. It's taken 5 years for it to all come out, and it's all come out, even more is coming out. It's the process of fighting that we get stronger, they get weaker. But if you say it's too big a problem, and you don't do anything about it, then they completely win. I know so many people that never learned to work, never learned to have fun working. They'll have a dirty garage, dirty house, full of clutter. They just think it's impossible. They've just given up. Whereas they don't know the pleasure of getting up on a Saturday morning or whatever and saying, you know, the garage hadn't been cleaned out in a year. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to clean it all up. And before you know it, it's all cleaned up and you're mopping the floor and getting everything ready and getting your tools in line. It feels so good. By like 2 o'clock, you thought it would take you all day. By 2 o'clock, you're done. And it feels so satisfying. Go take a shower. Go, you know, kick back for a while, maybe go cook dinner with your wife or whatever, but it's normal. I like washing dishes. I like doing laundry. I like cleaning the garage. It's mindless. It's fun. I like gardening. But the average young person has even no idea even how to do that. They think of it as like a terrible thing. I love stuff that's easy, like cooking dinner. That's fun. Or washing clothes or washing dishes. Man, it's just like I'm zen out. I'm doing it. And it's the same thing for fighting tyranny. You're meant to do this. It's not like, oh, you're a hero. Thank you for confronting tyranny. Alex, you're such a hero. Thanks for going to the border and showing them loading little kids without their parents into trunks of cars a hero? You think I feel safe with that going on? You think I think my kids are safe with that going on? You have to have a territorial instinct, folks. You need to get into how God designed you. You should want to go find kidnapped kids. You should go want to confront people robbing you and your family. That's what normal, good civilizations are like who have their heads screwed on straight. But the average person is like, that's a bunch of work, and I could get confronted, and, you know, I got a golf game, I got a movie to see, I got a whatever. But all those people that are selfish are the most unhappy people in the world. The people I know that are dedicated to fighting tyranny and standing up for what's right are amazing. And that's the great part about this. You go look at the patriot, populist, conservative, Christian activists in Europe and the U.S. and everywhere, and they can be black, they can be Asian, they can be Hispanic, they can be white. They look good. Their eyes sparkle. They're well-spoken. They have the same spirit. You go look at leftist and people, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, they look like zombies. They gibber hateful things. Because it's a spirit, folks. So our kinship is under God. Our unification is under God. And it's about the spirit. That is the brotherhood and the sisterhood of those of us that love God and are with God, that resonate with God. And you can see it literally in our words and our action and the glow that we have, because that's the reflected light of God that's shining upon us. But those that love evil see that glow, and it terrifies them. They want to get the children. They want to dumb them down. They don't want them to ever know about God because they want to hide in the darkness. So I don't like to cover something and not actually show you the clips. So we had Nick Shirley on the first 30 minutes of the show. We've now posted to X and Rumble and Infowars.com. Be sure to share it. It's powerful. And I mentioned a few things, but I actually wanted to play the clips for you. So you have Somalis caught bribing people in the few cases there have been so far exposing the fraud. That was okay because the cover-up then led to the investigation. Though the cover-up of $8 million stolen and $7 million stolen and $3 million stolen. People are like, oh, God, see, I got covered up by corrupt Soros judges. And I was like, months ago, I said, it's okay. It's okay. Watch what happens now. And now you see $24 billion stolen. And they're going to try to cover that up. But it's okay. Because it's a process. And you see how far we've come. So now folks are watching Nick Shirley's videos. And they're seeing, oh, look, the learning center is spelled wrong. And, you know, what's that phone number? Let me call that. And you call the number, and it's Tim Walz's number. That's a big F you with the Somalis. You see how arrogant they are. Oh, we got the governor. And now people are calling other numbers, and it's doing the same thing. It's going to different Democrat officials. And you know why? Because people come, and they want to know. And sometimes you even have local inspectors that are doing their job, and they come and say, we want in here. In the last 3-4 years, there's been almost no prosecutions or no fines at these places because there's no kids anyways at them. So they want you to know when the inspector in the few towns do their job come and say, hey, this is all blacked out. There's no playground here. We don't see any kids. I'm the fire inspector. This is what's happening. It's in the local news. And nobody ever calls them back. So the Somalis go and they put the governor's number on there. So if you do have a fire inspector, or somebody doing their job, or maybe even OSHA, the feds, you go and there's a number to Tim Walz, or a number to the DNC, or a number to a state rep, who then fields the calls and says, we'll take care of that. That's their get out of jail free card. And see, it's not just people by the hundreds, and I'm told it's over 200 now, flooding Minnesota. Because there's thousands of sites to see. They just went to like 15 to find 110 million stolen. It's people online now that are ferreting through. See, we got human intelligence now, like a trillion beam spotlight, that are now checking everything, looking at everything. And so I get up at 4 a.m., first video I see, black guy calls the number. Because, you know, he wasn't just going to believe Nick Shirley, which I get. He didn't doubt him. He's like, you know what? Let me check reviews. Let me see if there's reviews in these places. And you go, look, there's no reviews. Because that's, yeah, what? There's no kids there. Well, let me just call this number. See, because the verifying what I say or what Nick Shirley says isn't about checking to see if I'm a liar. I want to get you engaged so you find out it's worse than I'm telling you, see? Because I can't do it all. I can't process it all. I'm completely overwhelmed. I need you. Just like in V for Vendetta. Let's cue that up for the start of the next segment. He's sitting there talking to the inspector. He's in his disguise, and the inspector already knows most of what he's been told. He's proven himself. He goes, well, why didn't you do this before? And he goes, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. What do you think? I can do all this myself? I'm trying to get you engaged, you involved. And you don't have to do that much. Just go check a website. Go check a thing. Call a number. And then 10 million people see it and go, whoa. And they start calling. And they find out more. And now the videos are flooding X. I had a feeling at 4 a.m. when I saw that video. I said, I bet in a few hours they're going to be calling other numbers. And sure enough, found more videos. People are calling the numbers, and they all go to Democrats. Some of them go to Ilhan Omar. So you got these empty buildings claiming all this, but they know there's some county inspectors, city inspectors, or feds that are doing their job. So they still get... But starting about 3 years ago, suddenly it all stopped. No more inspections of these restaurants. No more inspections of these daycares. No more inspections of these medical facilities. They're just empty. There's nothing there. Because it all goes back to the Democrats, which is what I said. They're using the Somalis to launder the money, to get the money as the bagmen. I looked at some of the criminal cases that have been done the last few years, and you know, they'll steal $8 million here, $12 million there, $3 million here. It'll be two brothers usually. And then you'll look at their money they had and what they spent. And usually about 30% is what they keep. And the rest of the money goes to Somalia, to terror groups, literally, and it goes to Democrats as donations and money. See, that's the story here. But see, if this all comes out, like dominoes, it falls, and there are some Republicans involved in it, usually about 7, 8%. Doge found that, too. Before Doge did it, I said, no, there's about 6, 7% of Republicans, 7, 8% that are involved. Because I already seen that before. And over again, that pattern. So the Republicans are like, oh, my God, you know, if we get rid of the insider trading for Nancy Pelosi, that gets rid of the insider trading for us. You see, so you still have an establishment defending itself, but this is so big and it's got the public's attention that now, I'll show you coming up, all over the country, they're finding stuff just as bad. And they're using Guatemalan immigrants. Now, they're not criminals in general, but they're easily controlled by law firms. And they're using Colombians, you name it, that are corrupt. Nothing like Somalis, but, you know, I'm not saying all Colombians. I'm saying, you know, the criminal groups. And the law firms organize it. They sign them all up for welfare and run scams through them, and then they get a big piece. But with the Somalis, it's so criminal that it's just gone off the chart. But they're finding it everywhere. I mean, I remember like 10 years ago, they found one house in Austin had like $57 million of tax returns, tax rebates sent to a house. And the local news did its job and went out there, and no one lived there. But it was in the names of hundreds of Hispanic people, most of them dead. So on average, the Hispanics, I've looked at it all, they're not involved in much of fraud. They're controlled by the LULACs and the Meches and the LaRazas and the local, you know, Hispanic groups that, oh, we're protecting you. Oh, we love you. Yeah. And they've got you all signed up for all this money they're getting, the illegal aliens, who are working 10, 12 hours a day on top of it and paying part of their check into the Democrats. So they got them basically slave labor. They got them signed up for welfare, just like they do the homeless, and they're sucking the money out of them. But not with the Somalis. They're more sophisticated. They all vote as a bloc. They're like, no, we get a cut of this. Like I told many years ago, I said this on Rogan about 8 years ago, I said, the way to get abortion banned is to teach women that you shouldn't be paying $400 for an abortion, the average price. Did you know for a first term, they're getting about $5,000 for your dead baby? For a second term, they're getting about $50,000. You can look this up. And for an 8-month third trimester, they can get up to $300,000. And they take the baby. They try to do it vaginal. It's totally illegal because once it passes, it supposedly can't be killed. That's why they passed a bunch of states in Europe where they could say, just leave the baby alone. You can have it outside the womb and still let it die on the table. Just put it in cold water. They run back and put it in a facility. They call it the organ donors. This is coming out in California. A truck pulls up in an hour, and they take it to a facility, hook it up, keep it alive, get all the organ orders in, because you don't want to cut it up right away because you don't have places to send it quite yet. Sometimes they keep them alive 3 weeks. Then they kill that baby, who they legally say is dead, fly out all the organs. Now, did a woman know that, hey, you heard about surrogates, right? Getting money to have a baby for somebody else. I'll tell you evil women something. But obviously, if this comes out, it'll just expose you and it'll be outlawed. But there's enough evil feminists out there. Did you know you could go have babies and get them up to 8.5 months, 9 months, to the point of it being born? And you'd get $300,000, you dumb witches. But instead, you go pay for a partial birth abortion. That's like $5,000. And you didn't get that cash, witch, did you? Because you're so stupid. You want to be a Satanist and wear your shirts about, I killed my baby, and Gloria Steinem, it's so fun to kill your babies. And they got shows about how women love to have abortions and have it as a sexual fetish. I'm serious. I can play you the HBO reports. They're proud of it. These women don't even know that they're selling their baby. But now there's lawsuits over that. Now they do. See, I can use their own evil against them, see? And now the women are starting to come in and saying, well, I want you to kill this little bastard. You see them in the videos, they write that, it's your first birthday, you're dead. And they laugh on TV about it, and they're sick eyes. Daddy doesn't want you to die, but I hate him. I'm going to kill you tomorrow. Bye-bye, you little effer. Want to see those videos again? Hundreds of them. But that dumb witch don't even know they're going to get $200,000, $300,000. See, they're so evil, they think they're smart. They're not. See how it works? So while we're shaking our finger at the Somalis all day, they're not aborting their babies. Basically zero abortion in the Somali community. Mondami told the Muslims today, he said, it's cold weather coming in. Stay home and go have babies. Now, they want Westerners to not have kids and tell you if you're white don't have kids. But Mondami says for Islam, stay home the next few days there in the blizzard and give us some babies. Because if we can't ship in more illegals now, we've got to have a baby boom, which the average Muslim has like 7 kids. Oh, they're having their babies. But the self-hating white women who celebrate abortion, they have no idea how they're being screwed over. Because if you're going to kill your baby, you might as well get some cold hard cash. And before somebody gets mad at me and says I'm endorsing that, I'm not. I'm showing how absurd and sick it is and how demonic this is. All right, let me go to break because I got a bunch of these clips, and I'm going to go on this as long as I have to. Though I've got like dozens of other stacks here. And Robert Barnes is coming up with huge news. But this is really illustrative of how people buy into the satanic system and celebrate killing their babies, and feminists wear T-shirts saying, I killed 5 of them, I love it, all that kind of stuff. And they don't even know that their babies are being sold in factory farms. And in some cases, delivering babies, as we saw in the California cases, to universities for research with their hearts still beating. By the way, if you're a new viewer, type in California federal court documents show babies were delivered or fetuses were delivered to university research facilities with the hearts still beating. And then they do all sorts of Beagle type experiments on them. You got the nerve to go read it? You can right now. Type in what I'm saying. You'll go down the rabbit hole right now. You think you know how evil they are? You have no idea what we're dealing with. These people are committed to Satan. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now. Real Life Show's on next.
When the system plays games from the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lie. Nah, this is design.
force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
The globalists want the West to die because it's system, it's freedom, it's success. Cannot be competed with, and the globalists want a worldwide corporate tyranny. And so that's why they're at war with the West. And it's also a spiritual issue. So I want to get into these incredible clips I just mentioned in and around Minnesota and the rest of the country and all the new investigations and all the new huge findings in other states before Robert Barnes comes on. But right now at Mar-a-Lago, Netanyahu is there pushing more war with Iran, even though Israel's won the war over there with its proxy groups, Hezbollah and Hamas. Netanyahu needs to be a war president to stay in power. And he's there pushing war continually. So we'll play a little bit of this and give you an update on Ukraine as well.
Mr. President, how quickly can we move to phase two of the peace plan for Gaza?
As quickly as we can. But there has to be a disarmament, you know, that we have to disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about, certainly. But there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quickly. Yeah.
Can you say anything more about the explosion in Venezuela that you mentioned in a radio interview? Did the military do that?
Well, it doesn't matter, but there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
Is that going to be a strike that the U.S. has done?
I don't want to comment.
President Trump, yesterday there was an explosion overnight, and the Russians say that Ukraine tried to hit the residence of President Putin. Do you have any information?
No, I don't know about it, actually, and I don't, I just heard about it, actually, but I don't know about it. No. That would be too bad. That would not be good.
What was the outcome of your telephone call with President Putin this morning?
I had a very good talk this morning. I waited till this morning because it was pretty late by the time we finished, like 2:30 in Russia, 2:30 in the morning. We had a very good talk. We spoke at 8 o'clock in the morning hour time, and it was a very productive talk. I mean, we have a few very thorny issues, as you can imagine. He knows about thorny issues probably better than anybody in the world, but it's working out. We have a couple of issues that we're going to get resolved, hopefully, and if we get them resolved, you're going to have peace. You're going to have Ukraine. They're losing 26,000 soldiers a month. Can you believe it? A month. 26,000 young, beautiful soldiers, and plus some people in Kiev, and relatively small, but a lot, you know, still people, and it's a lot of people. But 26,000 soldiers were killed last month. Yes, yes.
President Trump, are you going to allow Turkish forces, or do you expect Turkish forces to be stationed in Gaza?
So I have a great relationship with President Erdogan, and we'll be talking about it. And if it's good, I think that's good. And a lot will be having to do with Bibi. We're going to be talking about that. But Turkey's been great, and he's been, you know, excellent as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about you. To me, he's been very good.
Can you guarantee that?
Sure.
Yes. Can you tell me a little bit about your relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu and how important it is for you to see him be pardoned by the Israeli president?
Look, he's a wartime prime minister. He's done a phenomenal job. He's taken Israel through a very dangerous period of trauma. Israel, with other people, might not exist right now, if you want to know the truth. That's a pretty big statement, but it's true. I feel that. You had the wrong prime minister. Israel right now would not exist because they were met with a force the likes of which very few countries could have handled. And we worked together, and we were extremely victorious, to put it mildly. Now I hear that Iran is trying to build up again, and if they are, we're going to have to knock them down. We'll knock them down. We'll knock the hell out of them. But hopefully that's not happening. I heard Iran wants to make a deal. If they want to make a deal, that's much smarter. You know, they could have made a deal the last time before we went through, you know, a big attack on them. And they decided not to make the deal. They wish they made that deal. So I think, again, they should make a deal. They want to make a deal, but sometimes that doesn't happen. Yeah, please.
Mr. Tarnbay, Nadavili Melech, I-24 News, Israel. Would you support the overthrow of the Iranian regime?
Who?
Iranian regime.
I'm not going to talk about overthrow of a regime. It's, they've got a lot of problems that are in. They have tremendous inflation. Their economy is bust. Their economy is no good. And I know that people aren't so happy, but don't forget, every time they have a riot or somebody forms a group, little or big, they start shooting people. You know, they kill people. And the people tend to... I've watched this for years. There's tremendous discontent. They form 100,000, 200,000 people. All of a sudden, people start getting shot. And that group disbands pretty quickly. So I've watched it for years. They're vicious, vicious people. Yeah.
Mr. President, will you support an attack, Israeli attack on Iran, if Iran will not have a deal? If Iran will continue with their ballistic missiles and also nuclear weapons?
If they will continue with the missiles, yes. The nuclear, fast. Okay. One will be yes, absolutely. The other was, we'll do it immediately.
Mr. President, Yaron Avraham from Channel 12 News. What are your plans regarding Gaza for the next few weeks?
Well, we're going to be dealing on Gaza. That's why this very great prime minister is here right now. We're talking about Gaza. We're talking about a lot of things. We have about five major subjects that we're discussing, and Gaza will be one of those subjects.
Mr. President, can you guarantee that the last hostages, Ron Philip, will be released before we continue to the second phase of the Gaza plan?
Well, let's put it this way. Every hostage just about that's been released was released.
All right, so we're going to cut out of this. If anything else important said, we'll cover it. But you just saw Trump confirm that the United States has started bombing inside the mainland of Venezuela. That is attacking ports. So that is a big deal. Just this morning, the question was asked, did U.S. land strikes on Venezuela begin last week and no one knew it? Well, you just saw the president minutes ago confirm that indeed it did. Now, can he constitutionally do that under gunboat diplomacy, under the doctrine of the Barbary Pirates created by Thomas Jefferson? Yes. Do I want to get rid of the communist regime? Yes. Do I support regime change? No, because I don't trust the CIA to put something in worse than was already there. I do like the pressure. I do like the grabbing the oil tankers. I do want to push Maduro out, but I don't want troops on the ground, and I'm concerned that this could get out of control. Now, that said, you also heard Trump very hawkishly. Oh, yeah, we think, they're getting close to nukes again. I thought they knocked them back 50 years or all, 20 years. Then, we'll hit them for sure. And, if it's even worse, we'll hit them immediately. And Netanyahu is sitting there all happy and excited about that. So not good. Very disconcerting. Doesn't mean I like Iran or what they're doing, but they're isolated. They're surrounded. If you try to actually have regime change there, you bring the Russians and Chinese in. It's just but hey, the globalists just, 13 months ago or whatever, overthrew Assad. They were trying that for 16, 17 years. So they've only got a few countries to take down there. But you heard Trump saying Netanyahu's a wartime leader, which I said before I went to the clip. Well, it was live feed. That's how he stays in power, is with the emergency. So he doesn't want this to end. He wants this greater Israel project. And then all the refugees, they want to ship them here into Europe. It's just bad, folks. In other military news, European defense stocks slide as Trump-Zelensky peace talks show progress. That's the first time that's happened since Trump got in with these talks. Got in a year ago, but he's been for almost a year ago. He'll be here in like 20-something days. But this is the first time defense stocks slid because it's getting close. Trump says peace in Ukraine closer than ever before after Zelensky meeting as European defense stocks slide. World War and the plan to control or kill young Western men. Very important report by Brandon Smith at Alt Markets that I want to get to a little bit later in the fourth hour. NATO countries scare their populations on Christmas with hyped Russian nuclear bombers flight. The Russians are coming to nuke us, and it wasn't even true. See, this is just the psyops going on because the unelected EU Commission needs a war to prop themselves up. They've said that themselves. It is outrageous. All right. Again, I covered this in the first hour, covered some of this hour, but I want to get to the actual clips because they're so important. Here is a clip of one online sleuth doing research into the viral reports of Nick Shirley, which you can all see for yourself, and the $110 million of fraud they just confirmed in a day on the list going to these empty facilities that Somalis run with education and autism and feeding the kids and taking care of old people. None of it, nobody, no services, no nothing but fraud. And we already told you that, but it's nothing like seeing it. And now these other investigators are going to the thousands of other locations. But you can do a lot online, too. Like, oh, let's call one of the numbers on the school. It isn't a school. It's a money laundering front. And who do you get? You get Tim Walz. Why is that happening? Because you still have OSHA inspectors and some, fire inspectors. It's been in the news. They won't let anybody in. And when you call the number, they say talk to the governor. Or the number go to different state reps or to the attorney general, who won't prosecute any of this. So it's a sign saying we're above the law. Our phone number is the Minnesota executive branch, who we pay money of the stolen money. We give them a big slice. So, piss up a rope. Here it is.
So guys, this is absolutely mind-blowing. So I was watching the most recent video by Nick Shirley exposing these daycare centers. Now, they're going daycare to daycare, and the next one that they go to is called Sweet Angel Childcare. This is where they show up to. And this is the business right here. Sweet Angel Childcare in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, listen to where this phone number goes to when you call this child care center. Just wait for it.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Our office is located at 130 State Capitol, 75 Reverend.
Oh my God. I'll do it again. Sweet Angel Childcare. It goes to Governor Tim Walz's office. Why is a childcare center directly going to the office of the governor? Make it make sense. Hold on.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
If this is not a direct link to Tim Walz and these fraudulent child care centers, I don't know what else is. Bro, this is... this is crazy. I'm just in shock right now. I was recording a YouTube video and reacting to this video, and I was like, let me call and look up their Google reviews. I was just looking up their Google reviews, and I was like, let me call this number. And I call it, and it goes to Governor Tim Walz's office. Make that make sense.
Now, here's attorney Mika Cook investigating Ohio fraud. I got a bunch of this around the country, finding the exact same thing and the usual suspects. Here it is.
So these individuals tried to report the fraud that was happening in Ohio and then eventually came to me to say that we're watching providers rubber stamp paperwork for home health. So in Ohio, and there's many states like this, Pennsylvania and other states too, where you can go in and you can say my aging parent needs a home health care and I want to provide it. So the state will, as long as the doctor has approved it, continue to pay you. It could be for 10 hours, 12 hours, up to 24 when it's critical care. So you could sit at home without caring for an elderly parent who really doesn't need it, make about $75,000 to $90,000 a year. Now you add two parents, that's $180,000. Now you add your in-laws, $250,000. You continue to add this, and you wonder, what are the services being provided? So a lot of providers came and said, fraud is occurring because we said we weren't going to rubber stamp this paperwork, so they went to other providers. Their home health care network saying, we'll make it worth your while. Well, sounds like a kickback to me. So we really need to investigate the Medicaid system and how much it's increased since the Somalian population came and who really needs critical care, because that's meant for our disabled, our elderly, and people who really need it. Not to just live off our system. And that's what's happening in Ohio. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's despicable. But authorities are now looking at it from the Attorney General's office to the U.S. Attorney's office. I flagged them all because this is Ohio tax dollars and we have to take it seriously. I'm tired of people telling me, well, this is the way it's always been. It's subjective and we can't really check. No, you can. Audit America, audit Ohio now. And I'm pushing for that in every single state.
And don't forget, just 3 years ago, Minnesota had a $16 billion surplus. Now they have a massive deficit. And it all totals out to $24 billion, which is the amount they've already caught them stealing. And it's going to get worse. Here's an example of the fact there's so many Somalian politicians in the U.S. isn't even as shocking as they now are electing Nigerian mayors in Ireland. And putting him over the head of the censorship commission to jail people that criticize Islam. Here's a short clip. And it's all the same NGOs, the same UN plan. They're all stealing money with the politicians that put them in. If people are so politically correct, they'll put a black lady in as the head, so it's okay if the white people above them steal all the money because, well, you can't criticize her or you're racist. Like Tim Walz said, this whole investigation is racist. Ilhan Omar says it's racist. That's all they got, folks. Like Elon Musk said, stop caring if they call you that. Absolutely ridiculous. So now let's go to this clip. Here's Jamal Osman, Democrat, there on the city council, says in Minneapolis, says it's racist to mention the Somali community when you're talking about fraud. And then, of course, he's right at the center, quarterbacking it, is what the evidence points towards. Here it is.
And yes, folks have done, you know, horrible things, and people have committed crimes, but we should not be pointing the entire community in one brush.
I heard that MDE took this step to really stop feeding the kids in the middle of pandemic. My office had to do something.
In the video, Osman tells the room how he arranged a call with the MDE commissioner about their attempts to stop new meal sites.
But I'm one of those people that push back and call it what it is, which is racist tactics. I told her this money is actually from the federal. Your job is to distribute fairly to the communities that deserve.
At the time he delivered this speech, Osman's wife, Ilo Amba, was in the middle of claiming to run a meal site of her own in this small office in downtown Minneapolis that the Minnesota Attorney General in this civil complaint calls a fraudulent shell company. Public records show Amba's nonprofit, Urban Advantage Services, received $460,000 in reimbursements between February and November 2021. The AG shut it down, citing participation in the meal fraud scheme. What's more, testimony and evidence in Bok's ongoing trial has shown Osman and Amba signed over control of a different, dormant nonprofit they founded together called Stigma Free. Osman writing to its new board, quote, I have seen growth during the time that I've served, and I'm confident you will continue to grow this amazing organization in my absence. The men who took over Stigma Free are charged with using it immediately to rack up more than $13 million in meal fraud across the state.
Councilmember Osman, you agreed to sit down with me and talk about this week.
Osman never returned follow-up calls or texts.
Is Councilmember Jamal Osman in the office today?
And could not be found to answer questions at city council or at his home.
Now, remember back on June 14th during the No Kings demonstrations funded by George Soros, the Democrats, a state rep got killed and her husband shot. A state senator got shot and wounded, their spouse killed. And then the man that did it, who worked for Tim Walz, said, we were supposed to kill more people. I did it for Tim Walz. He was going to blame Trump, but I was told to kill these people. They were the two people that voted against the unlimited billions for illegal aliens and all of their housing and health care that was being milked off. So Tim Walz, you know, comes off as goofy and a liar and putting tampons in boys' bathrooms and being a communist Chinese agent, his wife loving burning down buildings and saying she loves it during George Floyd and him ordering the National Guard to stand down, but he's a cold-blooded monster. So here is the state rep they killed.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and we worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
Melissa Ortman voted to not give the illegal aliens because they were stealing the money, and she got killed. And the senator that tried to kill him killed his wife. Yep. You'll do a lot to steal $24 billion, won't you? Each little P.O. box, each little empty building, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, $10 million. Those are all giant bank robberies of the U.S. citizens. Will bank robbers shoot cops for $3 million? You bet they will. These are bank robbers. They do it a different way. But their boss is the Democratic Party. We're not ever supposed to talk about Vance Bolter anymore. We're supposed to forget about that. We're supposed to go to sleep. Let's do a flashback to last year in one of these trials where they tried to bribe jurors, but when it came out, it didn't matter because the judges just overturn it when they're convicted anyways, because obviously the judge you know, got taken care of. Here it is.
We learned that an unknown woman showed up at the home of a juror.
That unknown woman, U.S. Attorney Andy Luger says, is 31-year-old Ladin Ali. Ali and four men are now charged with a rare crime, corruptly influencing a juror.
Corruption of a jury through intimidation or bribery is a serious federal crime that carries a significant prison sentence.
In Luger's press conference Wednesday, he highlighted how Ali flew to Minnesota from Seattle, where she also has ties.
Juror 52 leaving a parking ramp.
Luger says Ali surveilled the youngest and only juror of color following her home from the courthouse. Over 3 days, Ali allegedly drove by Juror 52's Spring Lake Park home 19 times. This heat map, created by the FBI, shows the amount of time Ali spent near the juror's home, according to her rental car's GPS data. Directed by four men, including three standing trial for stealing more than $40 million from the federal child nutrition program during the pandemic, the defendants are accused of a sophisticated plot to get to Juror 52 with money. Then detailed instructions on how to convince the rest of the jury to vote not guilty, primarily by accusing the government of being racist against the Somali immigrants. After being driven back to juror number 52's house by this man, Abdul Karim Farah, Ali is accused of bringing $120,000 cash to the door and promising juror 52's family member that more money would come after the not guilty verdict, a scene right out of a mob movie.
This is more than just a mob movie. This is a chilling attack on our system of justice.
Okay, so let's stop there. Oh, instructions on how to get the jury to let them go saying it's racist to not let them steal $40 million and not feed one child. And now, what's the same talking point? Who do you think wrote the talking points for the Somali lawyer? Oh, Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar, who we now know engineered all of this. Here they are.
This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy.
The idea that this is a white nation that needs to be preserved is a fascinatingly disgusting view, because this country is one for the many.
No, it's taught in all the colleges of media that whites are inherently bad. So we'll be guilty and roll over to this takeover and criminal activity. Cash Patel's made a statement on the Minnesota fraud. Says, hold action. There better be, but I wouldn't hold your breath, because they know to break down the whole system. But Trump is demanding it. Please remember, we're financed by you, and tomorrow ends the biggest sale ever. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy like a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Ultramethylene Blue, all of it right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed, from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
About the Minnesota mega fraud. But here's what you need to know. We are finding this with the Islamic communities all over the United States, and we see the similar numbers out of Canada and Europe and Australia and New Zealand. The type of Muslim immigrants on average that are coming here are Muslim Brotherhood. It's in the Quran to exploit your enemies, to drain them. It's legal to kidnap the women and put them in slavery. It's legal to deal drugs, as long as you're not doing it yourself, to bring down the infidel. And so here's some of the numbers. Millions of dollars in federal money now already being withheld from Minnesota over fraud allegations. Patel says even before this stuff broke last week, they've surged the area and are getting ready to charge a bunch of people. Yeah, well, you better charge the Democrats up above them. He says they're going to dismantle the Minnesota fraud schemes. Well, you better arrest Tim Walz and all the rest of them that set it up. FBI says Minnesota fraud arrest tip of the iceberg. Here's just what Nick Shirley found. Waste of the day. Austin funds allegedly sent to fake companies. Same stuff. Same scams, but not just using Somalis. Using the law firms for illegal aliens. There are 539 child care centers in Washington State that list Somalis as primary language. Most don't even have street addresses. Yeah. Can't bring your kids there because it's a P.O. box. It's the same thing in Ohio, Breitbart found. Unbelievable. And you try to investigate it, well, you get killed, like Representative Melissa Hortman. According to the killer, at the direction of Tim Walz, sent a message to other Democrats that they better toe the line or die. So that's who we are dealing with. Robert Barnes is joining me to get into this. To get into the trajectory of the Trump administration, to get into Ukraine, Israel, foreign policy. And he's also been critical of Candace Owens before I was. And I'm not singling her out for attack or anything. It's that listeners wanted me to go look at what she was claiming. And I went and investigated the Egyptian planes, the Fort Huachuca thing, and it was verifiably not true. And then she keeps changing the subject and attacking anybody that questions it. And saying, I never said that they had to give me alibis. I never said that they were planning to kill there, though that's what her and her service were saying. And then later, oh, but their alibis aren't good anyways. And we don't care about the ninth when we said the meeting happened because they have alibis. What about this plane with the Undersecretary of Defense flying in with a border tour he'd had planned since July? Oh, so an official flew into a base one day. Whoever's on that plane is who we're looking at now. Changing the subject and then like a confidence game. Just laughing and saying, we brought the receipts, over and over again. And you look at the receipts, it's insane. Oh, this Mitch Snow guy has been proven to be a legendary fraud. They should make a movie about him. He was at the base. No one ever denied he waddled onto the base. So just shocking, and I wonder what her endgame is, why she's doing this. But people ask why I'm doing it. I mean, I went and investigated it. I mean, okay, Candace says these planes. We went and looked. You know, garbage. Okay, they're saying Fort Huachuca. And you got this state. You got a congressman, Amadai, they say is there. And you've got head of TPUSA Security. And then later, Erica Kirk's there, too. And then Candace sends an email over to Mitch. Says, what about this guy from the Daily Wire? Oh, he was there, too. It's like, wow, this guy's the oracle. But she is like the high inquisitor. She's like the white throne judgment of God. You don't question her. And then you don't question where she changes her story constantly. And I talked about this whenever Kennedy was getting confirmed. Look up when Kennedy was confirmed. The week that the hearings began, People are like, you got to listen to this. Kennedy's a Mossad operative, and he's been penetrating. He's on the Epstein list. So I listened to like an hour and a half of it, and it's all no evidence, no witnesses, no nothing. And then as soon as he got confirmed, she dropped it. And back then I went, is she an operative? I'm going to watch her closer. And then I noticed, I think she's working with the deep state Democrats. I mean, that's the motive.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. One of my favorite people, incredible lawyer, amazing historian, incredible street smarts, Bobby B., Robert Barnes, Barnes_law on X, hosts a whole bunch of very popular podcasts. We're going to cover the waterfront in this hour with him today on this Monday, December 29th transmission. He wants to get into Epstein first, and I'm glad he does, because his analysis has been dead on, and so is mine. And I'm sorry it's not some simple black and white cookie cutter thing for everybody. It's knowing the case, being one of the first to ever cover it, and to follow it. Trump was never involved in anything illegal, but as I told you 18 years ago, the archivist found the clips. He found like a 15-year-old one, old clip. Under Lex Wexner, we had Epstein running a fleet of aircraft out of Bill Barr's operation, who'd been high-level CIA, ran Iran-Contra. He also was an attorney general twice. But during the Reagan administration, they kept the real operation away from the president, had one operation they told him about and briefed him on, another one they kept secret. That's all come out in Congress. So you have Bill Barr, super young, running that office for George Herbert Walker Bush, who kept it secret. And that's all been declassified. And so you have Bill Barr's dad, who was the high-level OSS in World War II and then CIA after that, recruiting at the all-girls school in 82, Epstein. So I remember the MO immediately in my sources, and I even had Terry Reed, who was the second command under Barry Seal, shipping the drugs into Mena, Arkansas. That was, you know, declassified. Talking then about how they had lots of airfields around the country. It wasn't just, you know, the Clintons there. And, of course, Bush basically took a dive in 93, let Clinton get in because he worked for them and the CIA. And that's declassified that Clinton was CIA by his first year in college. Just look it up if you didn't know that. Type in Bill Clinton recruited by CIA in college. Hillary, too. So Barr will now not recuse himself from Epstein's sex trafficking case, as you see, as he did back at the time. 2019. So Trump is not in intelligence. He told you his first amendment, he didn't understand any of it. Now he's got a better idea. Now it's come out that Barr was working against him when Trump was kicked out of office in 2021, helping organize the different civil and criminal attacks around the country with Fannie Willis, Letitia James, and the rest of it. So, and he's been, you know, witnesses have come forward, they've recorded it, taken notes. So this isn't extract Trump from it because he took bad advice when they said it's national security, plus the cases are old. So Trump comes, okay, fine, we won't look into it. And I was told by people in the White House, Roger Stone, hey, Trump's not involved, we already knew that. But they've come to him, the CIA, and said, look, national security. And, of course, it's CIA, then MI6, then Mossad. It doesn't take guilt away from any one of them. It's all the same thing at the end of the day, people that know. And he took over from Robert Maxwell, who was the Mossad MI6 head of all this garbage before. That's declassified as well, partially. So it's always been about money laundering and paper play and buying off politicians and buying off academics and scientists. And the girls were just a hors d'oeuvre. It wasn't really about compromise so much most of the time as that, hey, we're all in a club and we all wallow around and do this together. Just like, you know, when you've got different gang initiations to go do something horrible. It's, you know, when you're, I never did this. I was never in a fraternity, but, you know, some of them got screw goats or whatever. They admit it's Skull and Bones. That got leaked in the Senate in the 70s, the church committees that, you know, they have men, the older members pee on them, they bathe in feces, they lay in coffins for 2 days and chant and have demons possess them. I'm not joking. They made a movie, The Good Shepherd, that's very accurate about it, produced by Robert De Niro with Matt Damon. You'll see it, them pissing and, you know, all the rest on each other and bathing in feces. That's what they do. That's a rite of passage. But, yeah, screwing 14-year-old girls is a rite of passage, too. You also had a lot of weird medical experiments and Peter Nygaard's, you know, type stuff going on, stem cells, you name it, at Zorro Ranch. So that's just the preface for this. And no one ever wants to have the answers. No one ever wants to have the facts. No one ever wants to actually just end it and know it. It's more fun to just run around after all the civil and criminal cases and an endless cornucopia of new documents and recycled Jane Doe's that weren't real people and Melania's a whore, fake recycled. I said a year ago, when it comes out, they'll just recycle all this crap. If Trump gets spooked by it, he'll say, fine, shut it down because he's sick of it as a new distraction. Then they'll tie it to him, even though he's made a deal with them to shut it down. And they did that. Now he's pissed off. And I'm going to go to Barnes and shut up here in a moment. And Trump has said he wants it all released, because it's all Democrats and it will embarrass them. And he said, Merry Christmas. This will be your last Merry Christmas. So finally, he came out and said what we told him he should say. It's a hoax and I'm involved. They're all involved. They're a bunch of sickos. They're the Democratic Party loves pedophilia. They're the problem. And whatever's there, I say release it. Democrat judges are blocking it, as they have been with the grand jury documents. And then destroy them. Not just, oh, it's a scam, I don't want to hear about it. But a lot of damage has already been done. So Trump urges release of Epstein files to embarrass Democrats. Epstein docs show feds had laundry list of potential prosecutions. None of it Trump or his family. So why did Trump then do this? Because they've already sucked most of the real data out of it, and the CIA asked him not to. That was a mistake. That was him obliquely joining the conspiracy, and I said they'll stab you in the back, which they did. Now, with to give his take, correct me if I'm wrong here, where he sees this going now, will Pam Bondi take action, or will she still keep slow rolling despite Trump's orders, and will she be here in a month? And the latest on Cash Patel, Robert Barnes has incredible sources. Robert Barnes, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So how was my analysis?
Oh, it is dead on. It's what we said from day one, that, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein is a intel asset. Multiple Western intelligence agencies, the French, Israeli, UK, and the US, and that he inherited Robert Maxwell's position, literally signified by Robert Maxwell's favorite child, daughter, joining him after Maxwell's unfortunate slip off the boat. And so after he decided to try to blackmail the Israelis in exchange for getting out of his latest Ponzi fraud scheme of ripping off a bunch of ordinary workers in the UK. And so Donald Barr recruited him, as you've detailed. He's OSS at the Dalton School, very prestigious school that gives him access both to underage girls, but also privileged people, including Ace Greenberg at Bear Stearns. And who is Ace Greenberg? Bear Stearns is the main middleman intermediary for BCCI. And for the deep state, the BCCI, for those who may not remember, is the deep state's favorite bank, until it became HSBC and became some other ones down the road. But at the time, in the 70s and 80s, BCCI was where you ran the money laundering, the arms running, the human trafficking, the info laundering, all of that as the Wall Street sector that was necessary to disguise all of that from public view. Now, he's such a fraudster and criminal, Epstein, that he's also running side schemes while he's at it at Bear Stearns. That gets the SEC's attention because of the real intelligence work he's up to. That means he's got to leave Bear Stearns, goes independent. And when he goes independent, he is now the direct middleman for all of these deep state operations. All the way, that's why he shows up in Iran-Contra. That's why he shows up in a range. You name a scandal of any kind from the mid-70s until the mid-90s, Jeffrey Epstein's name shows up somewhere along the way. But while he's doing all this, he's getting, you know, the Mossad entraps Wexner, Leslie Wexner, who all of a sudden becomes this huge Israeli advocate out of the blue. And not only that, is showing up on a lot of the files. Girls were being kept there. That's now been publicly disclosed. Wexner was under criminal investigations, one of the key co-conspirators. This is the founder of Victoria's Secret. He's working with the French model agency that was also French intelligence that is running underage girls all across the country and simply and around the world. As a personal benefit to the peccadilloes and perversions of Jeffrey Epstein, but also as a honey trap, blackmail, extortion operation. But as you point out, that was always secondary. The primary goal was money laundering, info laundering, arms trafficking, and being a deep state asset around the world for these key agencies. That's why every time a case pops up, mid-90s, one pops up that's now been confirmed out of Ohio and New York. What they didn't detail that I think will come out ultimately in the documents, there was another one in the late 1990s in Santa Monica where he did the same thing at a great hotel there called Shutters. What the photos are detailing is it's even more shocking than people imagine. I mean, to a large degree, like to see so many underage, to see him publicly demanding underage girls in various emails, texts and phone logs, conversations, et cetera. But also to see these underage people in photos in disturbing ways, because there's no logical reason for him, for these little kids to be in these photos. It's not like he had any of his own, even though he wanted to create one of the aspects that you cover that most people have never covered is the eugenics angle. This guy was neck deep in eugenics. That's how he was infiltrating the new intelligence AI developers and creators. And these guys are talking about fascist ideology. They're talking about to use the new genetic capability to have race-driven eugenics. That's what he was going to do on New Mexico with Bill Gates, was create a bunch of little mini Jeffrey Epsteins and Bill Gates. That was his ultimate objective once the technology caught up to make that possible. And so this guy is deep state as it gets, as elite as it gets, as corrupt as it gets. And it just gives a window into how corrupt and perverted these people are. But it also gives a window into how corrupt and perverted our politicians are that they would cover for this guy to such degree that they would shut down investigations in six different states by state and local authorities and by the FBI for more than 30 years. Indeed, you go back, the reason why he had to leave the Dalton School was sexual harassment of underage girls. I mean, this goes back to the early 70s. And those were the daughters of prominent, famous, rich, powerful people. So it gives you an idea of the scale and scope of his activities and the depth of his and degree of his depravity. So what we'd said all along is disclose it all, because the full, honest, transparent files will exonerate Trump and incriminate his adversaries, especially the deep state. It's not just like high-profile Clinton-esque, Clinton-era Democrats like Larry Summers and the like, and, of course, Billy Boy himself, who Democrats are happy to overthrow right now. They're happy to throw them from the bus in exchange for taking pot shots at Trump. This is the deep state personified. This is why we have to destroy these corrupt institutions. This is why we have to weaken, if not end, the FBI, weaken large parts of the Justice Department, weaken the CIA, weaken the NSA. These institutions are institutionally corrupt. There aren't a few bad apples. The tree itself is bad, and it produces the poisonous apples. And we're seeing more examples of that as we see that both Patel and Bongino failed to deliver on their promises, as both Bondi and Blanche continue to fail to deliver on their promises to the American people. And the problem for Trump now is twofold. One, he took the bait that Bondi and the rest of them lied to him and said his name was all over him. He had pressure from the intelligence agencies to say, hey, for national security, you got to shut this down. So he shuts it down, and all they do is stab him in the back and make something that exonerated him and make now people think it incriminates him. And as part of this, he'll never be able to fully escape. There'll be a percentage of people that will always think Trump is the Epstein guy. And that was their genius move to get him to go in this direction. But the people that should have told him, no, this is garbage, is Bondi and Blanche and Patel and Bongino.
And by the way, to show how smart Kyle Serafin is, even before we had seven, 8 months ago during the headlights thing on Fox News with Patel and Bongino, obviously told to do that, he was predicting that they'd have PR people in there who would plant stories with them and plant agendas that would then ultimately discredit Trump and walk him into that trap because he's so busy. And we're not just here defending Trump. We predicted all this would happen. I mean, even Massey, that's seen a bunch of stuff that I've been released, he says, no, it's not Trump. he's protecting powerful people. Well, protecting him, the CIA admits now they came to him and said national security because Epstein was running a damn Air America 2.0.
Correct. Well, yeah, working with Leslie Wexner to do that out of Columbus, Ohio, when Wexner built that little private town outside of Columbus because Columbus turned him down when he
went. And we're the first to bring in Somalis.
Oh, correct. A lot of that. I mean, Columbus is where Ohio State is located. It's the state capital of Ohio. There's all kinds of, remember all the issues of the Lincoln Project people are connected to Columbus, Ohio. Remember the guy that got caught trying to run underage boys? That whole group of people connected to the former governor, would-be presidential candidate, John Kasich. So there was long-stead rumors about that. Remember, Karl Rove spotted him and, you know, even ratted him out years ago, and they kept his mouth shut about what he saw at parties. So, you know, this is broad scale. This is bipartisan. It's the uniparty. It's the institutional party. It's the deep state apparatus. And we warned Trump this is what was going to happen. Now it has happened. And so we warned that if he went along with their efforts to cover it up, he would end up getting blamed and they would end up getting exonerated mistakenly. But it's what a lot of people, the public, would think.
And by the way, I want to have the archivist go grab Barnes 10 months ago and like 8 months ago. You said this is a replay of it. So I want listeners to understand, because I got attacked for this. Oh, you're covering for Trump. No, we're experts. This is what we do. And if I thought Trump was involved in any of this, I'd drop him like that. I get sued and attacked for supporting Trump. If I was trying to go where I get least heat, I'd be acting like I'm a patriot, but doing nothing but attacking him all day, and I'd be boosted on YouTube, and all the lawsuits would be dropped. I had the Democrat Party tell me, in mediations, the only reason I could say this is because they said it outside mediation again, just drop Trump and the Second Amendment, and we will drop everything, and by the way, there's people who want to support you. And I'm like, yeah, I already talked to your bosses a couple years ago. They offered me $50 million a year just to me to then run a site for them. So, I mean, it's like, no, we are telling you the truth. We have predicted all this. We understand this, okay? So everybody is so into hating Trump over Epstein. I'm the one telling you, and Robert is, that he was going to do this, and it was the wrong decision, and everything we said has come out. I'm on air at least 15 years ago talking about the damn fleet of airplanes, okay? Like, we know this stuff, and the 14-year-old girls are important. But it's overall only focusing on that is a distraction from the intelligence agencies. So now Trump says, you know, in his post last week, he said, well, it's going to hurt a lot of innocent people, but that's fine. You guys did it. It's all Democrats, so I want it all out now. Screw you. That now tees it up to see, which I said he should do. It's the truth. I think he should go to press conferences. He should really lean into this now so people understand he's not part of it. He should just explain what happened. But if Bondi messes this up now, and this million-plus files they just found hidden in the Southern District again, let's talk about that. Where does this need to go? What needs to happen?
Well, we mentioned that the Southern District of New York was hiding files all the way back to the beginning. And and Bonnie herself admitted this in correspondence she had with Cash Patel, saying she was shocked to discover that, in fact, there is a lot of the files being present in the Southern District of New York. Yet somehow she never got them. I mean, what we said at the time was there's no way they could have reviewed these files and concluded Trump was negatively implicated. So that told us they hadn't reviewed the files. They were being misled by people within the Justice Department. We also identified, Cal Serafin also identified on your show, the FOIA people are a big problem. The FOIA people are deep state people at all these key places. You think the deep state is going to allow some Ed Snowden type to be at the FOIA or a Tom Fitton type to be at FOIA, DOJ, or FBI?
Yeah, let's explain. You've got stuff in dozens of agencies, state courts, federal courts. Trump's ordering, you know, DOJ to get stuff out of the grand juries. The Democrats file and block that, then play dumb and, you know, act like, you know, that Trump is covering up here. And again, then the imaging, though, to the public is that he's covering up.
Oh, exactly.
Camera malfunction. Those happen, my friend. So
no problem.
Trump needs to get out front and explain all this.
Completely. I mean, that's what he's got to do. He's got fully disclose everything. It's what we said from day one. Fully disclose everything. Get it all out there. Do not let this go drip, 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 drip. Do not let the Democrats go out there and selectively get what documents and information and intel they want, such that they can do things to make it the records look false and fake. Like they were putting out photos of him with established models that were public photos pretending they were Epstein file docs when they weren't. And so all of that has to be done. And if he would do that, if he would continue to do that. So much.
Tell Barnes, I've had manual malfunctions before. You take your time and fix that camera and come back to you, because I want you to repeat this. Folks, this is the record. This is what happened. And now we learn they hid a bunch of files 10 months ago. They raid. Then there's more files. They need to be indicted for hiding those files. We know it's Comey and his daughter. That's all on record. So that's why Trump has to not just rip the Band-Aid off. He has to go in whole hog and prosecute this. The question is, can he get Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi to do that? And that's really the problem here, is that no doubt Todd Blanche is compromised. What's the bottom line with Todd Blanche?
I mean, my view is he comes from the Southern District of New York. He comes from the Southern District of New York. So how in the world is somebody that comes from the SDNY going to expose the SDNY, which is neck deep involved in all of these problems from the get-go, all the way back to the 1990s when James Comey was there? Remember all those FBI agents that walked out of the SDNY when Comey was forced out? I mean, in 2017, that's who these people are. They're a bunch of, you can't trust anybody connected to the SDNY. You can't trust anybody connected to the FOIA departments. You need to, in my view, is bring in a special counsel that can handle this for sure.
And let's go back. You know the law, I know the law, the general public may not. You put in a FOIA request, there are millions of these happening a month, probably a week. It goes into these bureaucrats, and then they decide what to give you. Just like Trump in his first term ordered all JFK stuff released, found out they were holding it back at the CIA and then down to the four-year level. And then the same thing happened again. And then he keeps finding out there's more. He's ordering it and they're not doing it, Barnes. And that's what people have to understand. I've only got a 40-something person crew. And that means the janitor and you know, the customer service and then the production crew and editors and all of it. If they all didn't work hard and stay focused and do exactly what I told them, this place would not operate. And they're all busting their ass. He's got 4 million employees, and most of them hate him. Remember, Elon Musk sent an email out and said, who is your boss, and give me 5 things you did last week. 53% didn't respond. So imagine the mutiny he's got here. It's like he's a head connected to a spinal cord that's broken. He's giving orders. I'm not even defending Trump. I'm defending reality. I'm surprised he's gotten as much done as he has.
Oh, no doubt. And what's happening here is the FOIA department is selectively redacted. They're redacting to cover deep state ties and connections. The deep state, remember, the people at the FOIA department have a legal right to look at all the files in an agency. So there's no way that they were going to let that be anybody but a saboteur, anybody but a traitor. Phil Kennedy, along with Kyle Serafin and others, has documented the person at the FBI in this capacity is a completely anti-Trump advocate. These are all deep state people. Deep state people control all the FOIA departments. That's why they've got to fire all those people. They've got to replace all those people. Bring, you know, here's my simple recommendation. You want to clean up the Epstein files? Make Tom Fitton special counsel. Just bring in Tom Fitton to be special counsel on Epstein files. He knows how FOIA really works. He knows how all the rules really work. He knows who all the key personnel are. He's successfully litigated the cases, and he's been a guy that's wanted to expose the Epstein files for many, many years. So bring in someone like a Tom Fitton that the MAGA can have confidence in and gets it all out there. Not only that,
can't Trump override FOIA? Because that's a congressional law under his executive privilege. He can declassify anything. Couldn't he appoint a special ombudsman that has the power of the president to just at will release whatever he wants?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Epstein file law is so broad, it gives him a green light to do whatever he wants. And they should take that as an opportunity and embrace that. Disclose all these Democratic ties. Disclose. In fact, I would do press conferences when you do these releases. Don't do releases where there's fake documents, fake videos.
I agree. I've told the White House this, and they're starting to do it. They need to go on offense. This Epstein thing knocked him down, according to the best pollsters out there, 7-8 points, and has never come back. He's got to do this. And Elon cost him 5-6 points. How do we get – stay there. I want to get your take on that. We got to get Elon back. I mean, Trump's just got to apologize. I mean, he's brought him somewhat back, but Elon, I've been told, has been asked back. He's like, yeah. So it's just bad move, man. We need to get on the offense on Epstein, and we need to bring Elon back. Come on, Trump. You want to win? Say you're sorry to Elon. We'll be right back.
Power, feel
jumbo force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexshowstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! If you ask Gronk, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zelensky tried to kill Putin yesterday. We got a lot of geopolitical developments. I'm going to get into Candace Owens with Robert Barnes and look at her tactics and what she's done, and I'm going to explain why I've been so upset with her. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour if we're going to get to that, but it's bad. And the tactics I see her using are extremely deceptive and formulaic. And I'm just shocked by it and very upset. Very upset. You cannot accuse a sitting congressman and the head of security for TPUSA and other people at being at a meeting. And when they prove they weren't there, change the day and say, oh, no, we're worried about an undersecretary of defense flying in the day before. And then double back and say, oh, but they don't have, those aren't real alibis. And then the person you have is a certified serial mass abuser and con man of biblical proportions. And then they run around with all their minions saying, she's vindicated. He was at Fort Huachuca. I can say I was in a Walmart parking lot last night, and that I saw Santa Claus there. And I can prove I'm in a Walmart parking lot, but where's Santa Claus? Okay? And so I started reviewing what she's done and been doing, and then who she's connected to. And I was like, oh my God, I dropped the ball. This is really bad. It's all anti-Trump, anti-TPUSA, Democrats boosting her, YouTube boosting her, the left celebrating her. And it is 100% clear what she's doing. And people that say she's the only one investigating Charlie Kirk's murder, that's another lie. And they go, oh, you're for the FBI. You're covering up. I broke Kash Patel on September 16th from my White House sources with Tulsi Gabbard saying, I don't want to have your intelligence. I don't want to look at accomplices, foreign or domestic. And it broke a month later exactly what I said, the date I said. I mean, people give me stuff they're scared to put out. I mean, we literally broke. There's a cover up. I don't know exactly what it's of, but I mean, you don't then just say, well, there's a meeting at Fort Huachuca. Here's this guy that emailed me. And they're all plotting to kill people there. And then I'm supposed to say, well, that's okay. Let's move on. I'm like, Candace, this guy's a kook. This is wrong. You need to know that. And then her and her surrogates, oh, Alex Jones is showing who he is. Yeah, I'm showing who I am, right? And they also try bait and switches. Oh, he's for Ben Shapiro. He's attacking me. Ben Shapiro attacked me at the same TPUSA event a week and a half ago. Just because a bad guy's attacking you and me doesn't mean I'm with that guy. And then the Laura Loomer crap injecting herself, that pure horse crap. I mean, it's just a circus, folks. Answer the question, Candace. Because you're the inquisitor. Everybody has to be guilty until proven innocent by you. Do you accept the alibis, Grand Inquisitor? Because they're ready to bring out even more. Their Ring cameras at their houses, everything. But they're just sitting back going, we're about to file these lawsuits. And I'm like, give her a chance. Okay. Like, I advised TPUSA on a get their facts together. I'll just tell you now, for the meeting in 2 weeks ago in Nashville. And the council, oh, coordination. Yeah, try not to destroy the country. Try not to get your ass suit off. I've been through this stuff before, stuff I didn't even do. I'm like, go show her the proof of this. Show her the proof of that. Show her a compilation of basically saying you guys killed Charlie. Then show her denying it. They did all that. They brought all that. I've got all the stuff right here. They called me asking my advice on this stuff. Because they've had to move out of their houses, the death threats, the doxing, all of it. And they're like, we kind of not want to make a big deal about it, but God, this is really horrible. And I've known these people for years. They're like Goody Two-Shoe, Gomer Pyle, Andy, from Mayberry. I mean, Charlie Kirk was the captain of the football team and, the basketball nerd. And I mean, literally a smart guy, but a nerd. I mean, I'd have a dinner with him and stuff. And he called me on the phone, asked me to help him. He was like, don't you love Jesus? And I'm not trying to be mean, but he was like, yeah. That's why he was so successful, because he was so real. They're like, meanwhile, the disinfo, they're having sex parties and cocaine. All of that's lies. That's some of the Republicans and Democrats in Congress. So I just started noticing all the vicious lies by her and these surrogates against them. And then it was the RFK Jr. thing, like 6 months ago during confirmation, how she targeted him saying he was a Mossad operative. See, I'm already doing it. Let's do this. Let's go back to Epstein and what Trump needs to do next hour. And the Russia thing and the Putin thing. Let's just do this right now. Guys, I sent you a bunch of stuff to print. Can you bring it into me? Thank you. No, because I sent him more videos, more articles. They didn't bring them to me. So let's do this next hour. You don't have this problem. I say that something's coming up, and I have to start telling you immediately. So for congruency, I kind of introed this. We'll take this intro later next hour and cut into what me and Robert say on that later. But before we go any further, let's just finish up with the Epstein situation. It's a no-brainer. He's got to go on offense. You saw my advice, Roger's advice, others' advice out of his mouth last week on True Social. We need to see a lot more of that. Let's put bookends on this Epstein situation. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, what we said was in the files was always in the files. Trump now knows he's been misled by the FOIA departments, misled by his own attorney general and deputy attorney general, his own FBI director and deputy director, because they never looked at a review of the files. We knew it was there just from years of studying it. They never looked at it. That's how we knew they were lying from the get-go. Kash Patel saying there's no co-conspirators when in fact there are open files on a dozen plus co-conspirators. I mean, all of these things that this is exonerates Trump. So get it out. Get the right people in charge, whether it's a Tom Flitton, a Tulsi Gabbard, somebody else, somebody like that. Get them somebody that the public can have confidence in, that Trump can have confidence in, that will tell the true story of Epstein, because it exonerates Trump and incriminates his enemies. If people knew how horrible the true story of Epstein was, they would be demanding James Comey in prison. They, who was one of the key people who covered up for Epstein for many, many years. They would demand, you know, Robert Mueller may be senile at this point, but Robert Mueller was one of the key complicit cover-up guys. That goes all the way back to when he covered for Isaac Asimov's son, who got caught with all that kiddie porn in California, and then he let him walk and let him keep the library of kiddie porn files because he gave him the list that he could then use to blackmail people. So if they knew that this is the ultimate indictment of the deep state, the Kennedy JFK files, RFK files, MLK files tell that same story. The 2020 election and the COVID issues tell that same story. Tulsi Gabbard's in charge of all of those except the Epstein files. If the Epstein files were included within that, she could point out this is how bad and rogue the deep state is. This is why we must deep six them. This isn't about revenge for Trump. This is about justice for America. This is about accountability for these corrupt rogue actors who are trying to destroy the constitutional republic. So the best indictment of them is the Epstein files. Use it for that purpose. Not only the Clintons and the rest, but all these corrupt rogue agencies. And Bibi Netanyahu is going to have to quit coming to the U.S. to try to extort Trump into another dumb war, because now the Epstein files put Israel and Mossad right in the target range. They also put the French intelligence and Macron and all their efforts to escalate us into Ukraine into the target range. They put MI6, UK, and Starmer into the target range so that we can keep us, not only take down the deep state, but avoid these disastrous wars they're trying to track and trick and trap Trump into getting into. So it has multiple benefits. It also helps him for the midterms. Clears up that Trump was the guy who outed Epstein, not the guy who kept hanging out with Epstein. Trump was the guy who, as Speaker Mike Johnson pointed out, informed against Epstein, not the guy who was being informed against by Epstein. The Epstein files confirm that. All over the place, Epstein, after Trump gets president, is obsessed with trying to come up with some fake story to blackmail or extort him. Why? Because he didn't have any blackmail or extortion on Trump. The no better proof of that than the fact that he's busy squirreling around begging people to try to come up with a story that he could use to get out of Dodge. So all of these things exonerate Trump. Go clean, fully put somebody different in charge of the file. You got to do that. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the House is going to hold indirect contempt hearings. They could drag Bondi there for the next year. And all this is they'll let Epstein dominate the agenda for the next year in ways that are negative or adverse to Trump, rather than positive and helpful to Trump like they should be. So if he would just put somebody in charge that has competency and capability, which is not Bondi, not Blanche, not Patel. And second, let them go full throttle. Let them go whole hog. Describe how evil and horrible the deep state is. I mean, many of the key Epstein people are anti-Trumpers. They're anti-Trump donors. They're Democratic Party hacks and apparatchiks, but they're all, or they're Republican establishment hacks and apparatchiks. Like, remember the Lincoln Group and got caught trying to run underage boys in. And a lot of these other types are, you know, Karl Rove had affiliations there, et cetera. So a lot of intel and information to be gathered there that's helpful to President Trump. Go full bore, do what he promised to do, and it helps him politically. Because he's the one outing the deep state. He's the one deep sixing the deep state. He's the one, you know, reinstating. You know, the other thing to do is bring back Doge in some form, if in no other form, in the Epstein files. That, you know, somebody that can take apart the financial information that's all there and expose the deep state's monetary corruption and the Wall Street firms it still implicates to this day. The various Israeli firms it still incriminates to this day. Various UK firms still incriminated to this day. Various French entities still incriminated to this day. Many of his key adversaries are incriminated by the Epstein files. Let do a Doge style review of the Epstein files and the financial information in there so people can draw the connections, the way Doge was helping to draw the connections to systemic fraud that's recently been unveiled in another form in the Somalian fraud in Minnesota. You know, it always reminds me of the song, I Love All the Somalis, that was years ago from you, Alex. So
have signs up on the churches and the businesses, you know, the boards outside that says, we love our Somalis. It actually says that.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's right out of it. So this is ultimately, that's where you lead to the NGO fraud. Epstein, by the way, was neck deep in a lot of this. He was the money launderer helping set up fake charities, fake organizations, fake entities. That was really a front for various intel operations and assets. So you can take apart the entire deep state, which is Trump's true enemy. Trump's true enemy is not the Democratic Party. They're the face of the enemy. But the true enemy is the deep state. The American deep state is who tried to murder him twice. It's the American deep state that tried to put him in prison four times. It's the American deep state that impeached him two times. It's the American deep state that tried to bankrupt him multiple times in bogus cases and lawsuits. It's the American deep state that is not only his adversary, but the American people's adversary, the Constitutional Republic's adversary. So the Epstein files are the ultimate indictment of the American deep state. So unleash the right smart combination of people to expose what the real details are and let the chips fall where they may. And if they do, it will benefit Trump. It will rebound to Trump. It will restore public confidence in Trump, especially amongst a lot of these younger voters who have lost faith, lost confidence, who are, you know, off the Trump train. You can get them back.
But he's
on
also
the Trump
got to explain
train.
Like you did. You understand the four-year groups and all of them are blocking it. He's ordered it over and over again. You understand the Democrats blocked the grand jury stuff. He doesn't just have the power to release anything he wants other than the executive branch, but he does need to now make that move, not the courts. So, yes, they have outmaneuvered him badly on this. It is a problem. What else is Trump facing that are big issues? Obviously, the economy has turned around some. Energy prices have gone down, but he overpromised, underdelivered. I like in his address 2 weeks ago, explained it's going to take time. What else should Trump do?
Well, all the lawfare accountability needs to come about. We're on the clock. I know Harmeet Dillon's out there spinning that there might be a way to get around the statute of limitations. Everything related to COVID is about to run out on the statute of limitations for most crimes, because most federal crimes have a 5-year statute of limitations. So most of that is going to end by January of 2026. So we're right on the clock for the COVID prosecutions. We're right on the clock for all the January 6th prosecutions, because most of those are going to run out in January of this year, not only of the upcoming year. Not only that, with the everything connected to the 2020 election, most of that is going to run out for the statute of limitations. So what the heck is Pam Bondi doing? What the heck is Todd Blanche doing? So it looks like they're trying to run out the clock in ways that will be very damaging to so many of Trump's voters. Depended on him delivering justice and accountability because they need it so that it doesn't happen again, so that we don't get another COVID pandemic lockdown stripping of our individual liberties. We don't get another stolen presidential election in plain view. We don't get another Fed insurrection that locks up political protesters under the guise that they were somehow insurrectionists in January 6th. So we need this to reform and deter these bad faith actors. We need some accountability going backwards, but also accountability to go forwards. You know, as Kierkegaard said, life is understood backwards, but has to be lived forward. We've got to live it forward. In order for the Trump administration to succeed, it needs to have accountability. And once it comes back to the same place the Epstein files come back to, the same place, I mean, you have the Pfizer case. He could join the Pfizer case. That's the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case currently pending before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. He could call in Pfizer, tell Pfizer, look, you're going to write a huge check to help people that were vaccine injured. You're going to fund the vaccine court for that Robert Kennedy's recreating to be a meaningful remedial court for the vaccine injured. You're going to fund it because of what happened with the COVID vaccine. Because Pfizer betrayed Trump. They deliberately delayed knowledge of the vaccine even being available till after the election, even though they had it before the election, just to make sure he didn't win. So he doesn't owe them anything except payback. So join that case, the Brooke Jackson case, so that people can finally get relief and remedy for COVID accountability. The lack of COVID accountability, the lack of election 2020 accountability.
Well, we know Trump is really pissed from inside and out, yelling at them and stuff. We already see Bongino leaving, figuring out that he had people around him that weren't good. I'll give him that benefit of the doubt. But from all your sources, and I've got mine, what's happening with Bondi? What's happening with Tell? I think Trump needs to just jettison them, and then who should he bring in?
I mean, he's got to bring in someone that you can have confidence in that's going to be conscientious and aggressive. Now, I think Armie Dillon could be very good, that he could elevate from Civil Rights Division to head of the Justice Department. She's politically attuned. She's politically aware. She's connected to many of these cases. She brought COVID and civil rights cases herself in the past. So I think she could be a very good attorney general. I think Gail Slater, who's at the Antitrust Division, is doing great work. They really needs to unleash the Antitrust Division. You want to get around real estate prices? You want to deal with farm prices? You want to deal with medical prices? Well, guess what? Use the Antitrust Division, because you got a lot of corrupt monopolies that are jacking up those prices in all three of those industries in one way, shape, or form. Take on the banksters and the Fed as well. I think he should restore going back to battle with the Fed. You know, don't defer to the Fed. Don't let the Fed keep, you know, mucking around on rates while the economy slumbers, and the credit system struggles. The Trump second year of his second term should be Trump versus big tech, Trump versus big pharma, Trump versus big ag, Trump versus the Federal Reserve, Trump versus the big banks, Trump versus the military industrial complex, Trump versus the deep state. Those should be the narratives. Because that will be consistent with his presidency in fact, and his election.
And in fact, that's the truth. We're still the underdog. We have a beachhead. We're fighting the establishment. They're building him as a king and an establishment. He's not been doing good messaging explaining that's not the case. Even Pelosi understands this, warns Democrats not to try to impeach Trump again a third time because it makes him the underdog, which he really is. They understand what backfired. Trump has to not play the victim or play the underdog. We are the David versus Goliath still. He's got to get on that messaging. I mean, here's an example. The Democrats are able, because they gather the taxes up, the sales taxes and the tax on tips for the feds, they're saying they're going to hold the money in the blue states. He should make a huge issue out of that and just point out how they're obstructing everything.
Correct. I told people the Treasury Department going to be up there in a couple of weeks in D.C. talking to them. I think my recommendation to them is for them to put out formal recommendation and even maybe direct all the employers to drastically increase the exemptions, given that people that make tipped income, people that make overtime income, people that fit a certain age bracket have major tax deductions coming to them, people with certain child tax credits, and that should be front loaded by putting it into the paychecks now, because employees don't generally do that themselves. It makes them nervous. They're worried that the IRS will harass them if they get it wrong. So make the employer do it so that there's more money in their paycheck right away in January, right away in February. Because one, people need it. They're under a lot of economic
pressure. And Macedo has pointed out, that's the intent of the law. No, there's no more tax on tips. Don't collect it.
Correct. Exactly. And force them to do it. Don't let these blue states get away with hijacking those funds, because a lot of key congressional seats are in those blue states. Whether it's in Illinois or California or New York, there's going to be key House seats that will determine the future of the House in those states. So don't rely on employees figuring this out for themselves because they get nervous about dealing with the IRS. Make the employer do it. Make the employer add it to their W-2 so they see a real wage increase.
Well, yeah, when a tax is gone, you don't pay it.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't pay it and then wait for a refund.
And let's be clear, you're a famous tax lawyer. You know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, I've done this for a very long time. And know that the workers don't generally put, this is because the IRS years ago, some people put in big exemptions and the IRS harassed all these blue collar workers. So it terrified workers of taking deductions that they're actually
entitled. Well, you were my tax lawyer, when they were about to audit, when they were auditing me, you came and did the books or had your company do it. And you said, you overpaid in 5 years, $6 million, but they'll probably come back with like $4.2 million, $4.5 million. You're going to be getting a big tax return. And then a year and a half later, they go, we don't normally do this. There's $4.3 million. So your company nailed it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was you overpaid tax. You weren't underpaying at all. Like these random speculators out there are doing, which was very good to see. So the truth of the tax law is often on the side of the taxpayer, but the IRS misleads people systematically and deceives them regularly. And because of that, and there, you know, I liked it when Billy Long was at IRS because he hated the IRS. So that was a perfect IRS commissioner. He's not there anymore. Scotty Bessent is running it. You know, I call him Soros Scotty because of all of his George Soros ties. George Soros made him rich. I don't trust Bessent at all. They need somebody else at the IRS that's going to be on the taxpayer side, not the Internal Revenue Service.
And we know when Reagan cut taxes by half on average, revenues doubled. People spend more money, they make more money.
And it's another place to go at the corrupt NGOs. Let the IRS, rather than harass small businesses and ordinary Americans, take all of their available revenue agents and put them on all these rogue NGOs and fraud cases like the Somali case out of Minnesota, like all the other NGO fraud that is systematic and systemic across the nation. The IRS can unmask these corrupt NGOs that are not only undermining our government, they're undermining governments all around the world. So it would be a great public benefit to take those. One, you take these IRS officers and make sure they're not harassing ordinary people. But the other thing is you make sure they do actually something useful, which is to take apart the corruption and fraud.
Absolutely.
That is the NGO
complex. Barnes, stay right there. I want to come back and hit Putin and the peace deal and what Trump said about Netanyahu. Oh, I'll hit Iran right now. They do something. I mean, it was pretty bad. Admitting that they did hit Venezuela ports, so we are hitting the mainland now. Quite an admission about an hour and a half ago by Trump. And then I want to shift gears into Candace Owens, because we're not a gossip show. We don't do this. Everybody knows that. But it's become a big enough deal, and we don't want to become the mainstream media that puts out disinformation. We don't want to operate and act like they do. And I've never put out stuff that's intentionally wrong. And I can tell you, I see her now. When stuff is just proven, she just pivots to a new hoax. And I want to get your expert take on where you see that going and what's about to unfold. We're going to go to break. Please remember, folks, I am not funded by the Saudis. I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody except you. You want to know who keeps the show on the air? Look in the mirror. You. And I make it really easy to support. If you've never gotten our methylene blue, we've got the best. If you've never gotten our CMOS, we've got the best. If you've never gotten bovine colostrum, don't know how great it is, we've got the best. These are incredible super nutrient compounds. Whatever is the highest rated, whatever is the very best known, we go out and go to the top companies, and in almost every case, they let us private label it. Sometimes we have to sign an agreement because they don't want to get attacked for manufacturing it for us. I've had a few say no, we just take their formula and make it better with our formulator, big companies we use. So you want methylene blue? We got the best. So good for your cells, so good for your body. 99% of people literally get incredible energy within 30 minutes, no letdown. Cleans out your cells. It's so amazing. We have the best bovine colostrum. The sale ends tomorrow night at midnight. The biggest ever. 60% off all the key supplements was the deal we were running. This is even better because there's already a big discount, but then you buy one, get any other supplement free. That means you can buy, again, a $20 bottle of some of the supplements that are inexpensive. They're all inexpensive for what you're getting. And get a $45, $50 bottle of most expensive supplements free. Did you hear me? Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. That deal ends tomorrow night. This is an absolutely amazing deal. Also, we have the widest selection. It's really obnoxious. So I asked for it, but it's been days in there. And some of the coolest designs are hard to find, but the point is, it's insane. Over 700 designs of ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. I can't do it without you. Thanks for your support. Go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com and keep us on the air. We're getting great products. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month, and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes.
So Larry Johnson, former high-level CIA excellent source, says a Pentagon investigation has been opened into Lindsey Graham and the Ukrainians and payoffs. I remember about 4 months ago, maybe you can find this, Trump's on the tarmac and they say, there's investigations happening that Lindsey Graham took money from Ukraine. And Trump looks right at the camera and he goes, yes. And if it's true, he should go to jail. Remember that, Barnes?
Yeah, I remember something to that effect. And it was all out there. And now it's finally coming together. So, yeah, he was on Real America's Voice where he dealt with Grant Stinchfield and basically detailed that his former business partner had filed a fraud claim with the Pentagon several months ago that detailed how $44 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars got stolen and was laundered back through Estonian and EU banks. Remember, Estonia is where Kaja Kallas, the foreign policy head of the European Union, is from. Her father, remember, was a huge commie banker. You know, so you got that whole combination going on. But it touched a bunch of European official accounts. Then it came back to the U.S., touched a bunch of U.S. politicians, got extra kickback. According to Larry Johnson's information, the Pentagon is now investigating whether Senator Lindsey Graham stole money from the American taxpayers with illicit kickbacks from Zelensky and his pals in Ukraine that was U.S. taxpayer dollars meant for the Ukrainian people. And so I think that has a huge potential. It would be very beneficial to Trump to elevate those investigations. Now, I'm a big fan of Paul Dans, who's challenging Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Paul Dans was right with me on the ground in Atlanta in 2020. No fear at all, Paul Dans, in going after the corrupt political establishment. So, you know, I encourage people to support Paul Dans, D-A-N-S, for the Senate, South Carolina, and then go and look up. Because we got to take out Lady Lindsay, queen of the war whores, always inviting us into her brothel of blood that is endless war. But now it seems like it was taking kickbacks. And we see the efforts. There are so many efforts to sabotage Trump's simple efforts, as Tulsi Gabbard detailed last week at TPUSA, said, you know, there's massive efforts, including within our own intelligence apparatus, that's illicitly leaking fake intel all the time, giving fake intel to President Trump, giving fake intel to Vice President Vance. About the rate of casualties, for example, they would go to great lengths to keep this grift going because they want nuclear war. They want war with Russia. The European leaders are all saying it openly. Let's get ready for war with Russia, which is insanity. You know, the biggest nuclear armory in the world. So yesterday Zelensky comes down, tries to convince Trump to not do a peace deal with Russia. Trump says, look, we're not going to be doing any ceasefire nonsense. We want peace and we want final peace and be the end of it. And what does Zelensky do? Because he doesn't like what Trump says. He tries to murder Vladimir Putin in his home, sends a massive drone swarm to his home and hopes to try to murder him in his home. 91 kamikaze drones. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's how nuts. And by the way, if they took out Putin, the people that replaced Putin are much more hardline. Medvedev is much more hardline. They would just as rather nuke Ukraine off the face of the earth. That's the nature of the aggressive angle of the future Russian leadership. So if he had succeeded, there would be no Ukraine today. We would be on the verge of nuclear war because that's how nuts these people are. That's how deliberately, I mean, that they will sabotage any peace deal of any. The Ukrainian people are begging for peace. Over 70% say peace now, peace favored. Don't continue this war. End this war. And what do? They come up with a new excuse to almost bring us into nuclear Armageddon.
amazing. Let's go to break and come back and talk about Candace Owens and your analysis of what she's really doing. Because if you look at her attack, her profile, it's basically Democrat Party, bring down Trump, bring down TPUSA. I'm all about investigating Kirk. I've got serious questions. But to say that a congressman is at this meeting in Huachuca, and then the guy's on C-SPAN at the time, and then they move away from that with new stuff, it's why I had to come out, folks. Just absolutely preposterous. And then we'll look at she's literally married to the son of a British lord, all dialed into the royal family. And we know Starmer's been working with Obama behind the scenes out of the UK against Trump. We need to investigate if she's working for these guys. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer, great historian, a man with amazing street smarts, former Trump lawyer Robert Barnes, a good friend of mine, is with us for another 30 minutes. Everybody knows that one of my hallmarks is that I don't infight with other patriots. If I agree with somebody on 90% of things, I'll say when I disagree, but I don't do it meanly, I don't do it aggressively. I don't do these soap operas like other talk show hosts do. And I don't go out and police other talk show hosts. But I've known Candace Owens since she showed up on the scene, 10 years ago. Paul Watson first kind of discovered what was happening with her. She was a liberal. She was launching a conservative doxing site. And then the left wanted to take control of us. So they were stalking her, pretending to be white supremacists. And she found that out because they CC'd some of the same emails together. And so she kind of woke up, she said. And then I, watched her over the years, interviewed her many times. She came to town and went to dinner, stuff like that. And then she was at the TPUSA, then she was at Daily Wire, then she went and did her own thing. And I supported her in all of that. Ben Shapiro and the Israel Firsters and all the rest of it. And so when they're critical of her, that's because they want to take over the Republican Party themselves, the Zionists, and they basically lost that fight with America First, you can say now. That's clear. And that's the whole kind of Nick Fuentes group spearheading that. He doesn't like her. Then I noticed back in February when Kennedy was about to be confirmed that it got pushed everywhere. And everybody I knew was getting it pushed by Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube. With no evidence, I went and listened to these shows that Kennedy, some woman, maybe he gave her a car, no evidence. Is she Mossad? He's on the Epstein list, we hear, right during his confirmation starting. And I thought, man, that really, it's done, sounds very suspicious. So I'm watching her now. But I really wasn't watching her because I'm busy. And then I just constantly get asked questions about, hey, she said this, she said that. So I start looking into the Egyptian planes thing about a month ago. We go out, get the data, show it to some airline people. They say, this is all wrong. I start talking to others. They go, no, we've already bought the professional data that's even better from the same services. Because you can get the really deep data. Because everything has a free version versus the pay version. They spent thousands of dollars. They got it. And it was just 66% of the time, the planes weren't even in this continent. The two places they go to get repaired, one in Utah, one in Kansas. And then there were only two times for real that the planes were ever where she was at. And one of them was Utah that day that happened, you know, with Kirk. And then the leap forward is it's the Israelis, and they're shadowing with planes, they're escaping in planes, and we saw all these other stories that came out that security shot him to the arm and hit him, and then you can see it's a cell phone and the rest of it. But I always had questions about the confession letter basically to his boyfriend that Tyler Robinson had, and a lot of things. So I said, yeah, I have questions. And we learned early in September that, you know, on the 16th, Dakash Patel, and I'm on record, was in that meeting with Gabbard and said, I don't want to look at foreign evidence or domestic. And I talked to others, you know, at TV USA, and they said, yeah, we've interviewed the 10 people that said he'll be dead tomorrow. But we're not sure they really were part of it. They might have just heard something. We won't win the prosecution, so we're not going to do it. Dakash Patel told people at TV USA that. They have questions. And so I believe there's a cover-up for a reason happening here. I think it's very reasonable to investigate it. The Owens and her people always say, oh, Jones doesn't want an investigation. He's covering up for the FBI. No. So I put out the plane thing. Hey, Candace, we care about you. What do you say to this? She goes, well, there are some problems, but I'm going to publish later that I'm basically right. Okay. Kirk's widow flies out to meet with her. I knew about it 4 or 5 days before it happened. They were telling me, hey, what do you think we should say to her? And I said, well, just show her the facts. I mean, I'm sure she's just misguided. So they bring her all this stuff, 4.5 hours. She comes out like 3 days later with this Mitch Snow guy. She'd already read his email with a different name then, saying, I'm at Fort Huachuca, and I see the head of TPUSA security, and I see this Congressman Amadi out of Vegas who has no connection to any of this. We've talked to his office and him. He's like, I don't even know these people. I might have met him once or something. And so he's lumped in, and the implication is this is the assassination planning, you know, that went on there. We have clips of Candace saying, you know, if this evidence is true, this proves U.S. military basically did it. Then the congressman is on C-SPAN at 11 a.m. He doesn't do the roll call because he wasn't voting on those votes, but he's there at 11 a.m. People then say, no, that's fake video. Then they go to the original video of Congress. He's there. They go, oh, maybe that's not right. 11 a.m. D.C. is 8 a.m. when the Fort Huachuca meeting supposedly happened. Then you have the head of TPUSA security gives out his plane tickets, his info. He's in Dallas, flying out 11 at 1:45. They say, well, he still could have been there in the morning. It's just crazy. Then Erica Kirk, you know, gives to TPUSA spokesman. She goes, yeah, here's a photo of me with the kids, you know, that morning. Candace goes, oh, you're trying to cover up now, giving an alibi. You know, you're behind the scenes manipulating, when it had been the Paramount Tactical reaching out to them asking for it. So it's like, you're implicated, then you give an alibi. You're giving an alibi because you're scared. So you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. This is, you're guilty. And then Candace changed the story to the 8th, the Undersecretary of the Defense flying on a border tour announced in July to all these bases and to these task forces. And they go, well, whoever was on this plane, we got to find out. And she just changes the subject to a plane on the 8th. How bizarre, a military inspection announced in July for September 8th. And then she doubles back and says, these alibis aren't any good. So none of it day-to-day even lines up. People ask me to investigate this. And then when I come out and say, hey, guys, this doesn't look right. Oh, you're a traitor. Oh, you got the call. Oh, you're on the payroll. Laura Loomer, wanting to be part of the publicity, injects herself. Says, oh, I told Alex to go after her. No, she didn't. She's on the show about Hexeth 5 weeks ago or whatever. She starts sending me texts about Tucker working for Qatar and all this. I call her up. We have a debate while I'm driving home, like 30 minutes. She might have mentioned something about Candace and, you know, Qatar. And I said, I don't think she works for Qatar. Maybe MI6 is the way she's going after Trump. We know Starmer's been involved with Obama before doing that. So this is the level of insanity. I didn't work at the Daily Wire, a Zionist operation like she did. I mean, none of that stuff. So, you know, I don't work for Israel, but I don't have to, like, you guys sit there and say that. So, you know, you don't have to answer for what you're saying about this Mitch Snow guy. And then comes out 5 different women domestic abuse, 3 wives, his kids going on air, him cracking women's skulls, him in police reports admitting he's slamming women's heads in the walls and giving them, you know, subdermal hematomas. I'm reading all of this. Totally different military record than what he said. Didn't break his back in the military. All that's public. And she says it doesn't matter. He was at Fort Huachuca. Well, because our investigators, the Patriot investigators, called and checked it all. That was one of the things that was true. Okay, yeah, he was there and was acting weird, and they questioned him. So all of this is insane. And then there's all these other surrogates that, like, get talking points and repeat them. Very, very, very bizarre. And again, her saying, I never implied that, you know, they killed Charlie. And then clearly that's what she's done. So the question is, why is she doing this? And you came on a few months ago not to attack her. You're already on another subject. And I saw the article that you were saying, hey, your case is going to go well against the Macrons. Not because, okay, maybe Brigitte does have a wiener, you know, pythons for arms, and maybe one in the pants, as they say, but because of the other claims that are just, you know, demonstrably not true. So I know that's a big buildup. We'll have to go as long as we have, because this is important, Mars. I appreciate your time. What is your view of what's happening? I really respect you as an advisor to me. Maybe I should just move on, let the public figure it out for themselves, because I really, it's giving me a headache to even have to listen and follow what she's doing. But I've never seen so much flip-flopping, so much shell gaming, so much gaslighting, and so much peacocking around by her and her minions that, oh, the receipts, ooh, the proof, you know, like I said, hey, your husband's dad's a big globalist lord. You go to these big royal meetings, I've got it right here, you know, and we know Starmer's been caught before working with activists against Trump. I'm not accusing you of this, but, you know, you want to accuse everybody of working for Israel or whatever. Maybe this is going on, because I've heard that before from good sources. She comes back with a photo of her and Paul Watson with her husband, later husband, saying, oh, thank you, Alex. I met through Paul Watson, so I guess, you know, I'm all controlled through you. And then people found all these other times she said she met him other places. So I don't even get into crap like this, okay? I'm not saying there's an MI6 connection because of that. I'm saying because of everything you're doing and how you're undermining Trump and then who his family's involved in. Not about, oh, ooh, look, the receipts. A guy that worked for Alex at the time introduced him. Now she has two other stories of when this happened and when this went on. Like she told Piers Morgan, I never said they're hiding Charlie's body. I never said they hid where he's buried. And then there's all these clips of her saying that. So just here's the deal. Lying, ladies and gentlemen, constantly changing her stories. And I didn't know. That's what people were asking me. Hey, look into this. And I looked and it was really bad. So that's my long buildup. What do you think's really going on here?
So I would start with, people can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. Could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy and do fake conspiracies in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history, then understanding the psychology of the participants, then understanding the modus operandi and templates of how these institutions of corrupt influence tend to work. Once you do that, you know how to spot something. Okay, that's likely true. That's likely untrue. That's worth more investigation. That isn't really worth my time. These people are trying to imitate you, not knowing how you do what you do. And they end up with a half-assed version of it, like Candace Owens. The second part is, you're absolutely right. To me, I am more convinced than ever, what we talked about from the get-go, that Tyler Robinson is the murderer, but that other people were complicit in this murder. Because there is clearly an aggressive effort to spoon feed fake disinformation to Candace Owens, who either wittingly or unwittingly is running a CIA style psyop on the American people in order to do what? What's the main objective it achieves? The main objective is it distracts from Trantifa. It distracts from Tyler Robinson. It distracts from who radicalized him, who took this middle America kid and in 18 months made him an assassin, made him a political assassin when he wasn't even political 18 months ago. What made him that mad? Was there people involved on the ground? Were there people involved at the university? We know the university misled Turning Point about the security of that building. Why did they mislead them? Who misled them? Who made sure there was no security there that day? Who lied to them to make sure in terms of on the building that TPUSA was promised would be there? So that's a whole investigative angle she's not even talking about, because she's pursuing all of these complete crackpot theories that have nothing to do with evidence at all that can be disproven in about 30 seconds flat. So while she's pretending she has receipts. We should be looking at who was connected to Tyler Robinson, who was connected to the Trantifa movement. What is about these armed queers of Salt Lake City? Were they involved? Why were other members of this movement saying that he was going to die before he died on the day that he died? To me, why does Tyler Robinson put out those texts to his lover and the board saying, by the way, I confess? The logical reason to do that is to tip them off, is to say, by the way, I'm caught.
So and to protect them and give them an alibi that they were involved.
Exactly. And to let them know you better destroy any evidence that's sitting around, right? You don't have to say it overtly. Hey, destroy the evidence. You say, by the way, I've been caught, but I'll pretend that I did this all on my own to help give you cover. But what I'm really doing is tipping you off so that you can do all the cover up you need to do and start doing the disinformation stories yourself that you need to do. And then you got to wonder, you know, as you detailed, as Corbett, you know, Corbett report detailed, research trans, the trans movement and the trans ideology was developed by deep state type operatives almost a century ago. So because if you can convince people they aren't the
it's
gender.
It's literally externalization of a laboratory MK Ultra to general culture MK Ultra.
Exactly. If you can convince people they're not the gender God gave them, what else can you convince them of? You have perfect Manchurian candidates. Is it a coincidence we're seeing an explosion of trans violence, whether it's in Nashville, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's at churches, whether it's at schools, or whether it's an assassination of Charlie Kirk or other attempted assassination? Remember, the person who's going to attempt to assassinate Kavanaugh is connected to the trans movement. People that the Pennsylvania shooter, Butler shooter, may have connections to the trans movement, according to information that was never fully investigated.
Oh, no, those documents have come out now. Yeah, exactly. They're using this as their cult network.
Exactly. And if you're that cult network, what are you terrified of when Robinson gets caught? And remember, everybody, it wasn't the FBI who caught him. The FBI had nothing to do with it. It was his mother who caught him, his father who caught him, his friend deputy director who caught him, his partner who admitted his culpability because he was probably in on it after he got caught by his mom and dad. His mom and dad are the ones who ratted him out, not the FBI, not the CIA. It was his mom and dad. And I don't think they thought that would happen. And so the deep state operatives running this Trantifa psych operation to create Manchurian candidates all across the world is now potentially exposed. And who all of a sudden steps in to say, oh, no, nothing to see here with Tyler Robinson. Nothing to see here with Trantifa. Nothing to see here with its long deep state ties. Nothing to see here with any of that. No, instead, it's actually Turning Point. It's the widow. It's the Turning Point security. It's the conservative movement. It's the populist cause. It's President Trump. It's Vice President Vance. Insane allegations intended to divide the right, but mostly intended to distract from the real conspiracy. That's why you nailed it the other day. Candace is QAnon part two. That's what she is. You took a lot of heat at the time. I mean, I was there with you when you did for outing QAnon before anybody else did. Said, look, this QAnon, and you gave them a lot of leeway. You authentically and sincerely investigated every allegation they would make. And it became clear they were a psyop meant to sabotage the Trump administration and the Trump cause and help 2020 get stolen the way it got stolen. They helped January 6th go the direction that it went because people were misled about what was going to happen inside the Capitol that day. They thought the white hats were just waiting for them to come in, when in fact those were the black hats.
And
all
now Candace
along.
Is the opposite of a white pill Q. She's the black pill Q. But notice, and again, this broke a month after I broke it. People were scared to tell it. I mean, I went public. I learned the night before. I learned on the 15th and the 16th. I went public. two different people in this big cabinet meeting. Trump wasn't there. Vance was there. The chief of staff was there, and deputy chief of staff, and Tulsi Gabbard and others. And they were like, hey, we got some foreign potential involvement. We definitely have domestic. And he goes, that's my intel. I don't want you involved. And a month later, it was in the news that indeed happened. So why would Kash Patel, his argument was, it'll make prosecution too hard. I got this again from TPUSA. They're like, hey, we're getting blamed. What about these accomplices? He's like, well, it's too hard to prove they did it. Yeah, they knew, but we interviewed 10 of them. This is from Kash Patel, and directly from the guy he talked to at TPUSA. And he just said, no, we just can't prove it. Well, what do you mean you can't prove it? They're like, he'll be dead tomorrow. He will be. And then, see, we told you he'd be dead. And you got the crazy leftist activists jumping up and saying, I shot him, and saying he did it so the shooter could get away. And yet, right when the shot goes off, a bunch of left going, good job. Yay, we knew it. I mean, it seemed like everybody and their dog knew.
Well, exactly. And they used online capacity for this, just like they did with QAnon. So I think they radicalized this kid online. But the reason why, what likely happens is Kash talks to some straight to FBI people on the ground, and they give him a bogus story. And the reason they give him that bogus story is because I have no doubt there's an FBI complicity at some level. Maybe it's just they were paying attention to these chats. They knew about these chats. They knew about some of these individuals and just weren't proactive at doing something. More likely, there's rogue actors connected to all of this, because the way it got shut down.
Remember the FBI and CIA chat rooms, all obsessed with transgenderism and mutilation and stuff?
Exactly. You know that everything about this screams that this was an op at some level, that this kid was radicalized by using the latest mind control techniques, and Trantifa movement is a perfect mind control technique. It's been tested
for
again
folks
and again
don't
and
know,
again.
Sirhan Patsy, Tim McVeigh Patsy, Jack Ruby, basically all of them had Jolyon West, the deputy head of MKUltra, as their medical doctor from the time they're arrested to the time they're in prison or the time they're executed. Theodore Kaczynski, MKUltra. Folks, you can type it. This is mainstream news. People don't understand. This is a real science.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at Charlie Manson, Operation Chaos. I mean, that was an intel-run operation from the get-go, from the time he was let out of prison. So they have been training, and they've always wanted to come up with the perfect Manchurian candidate. And I think they figured out the Trantifa movement is the perfect stalking horse to create Manchurian candidates. And there's no better example than Tyler Robinson. This kid was a normie 2 years ago. He was a normie libertarian in Middle America, Utah. Nothing exceptional about him at all.
But you get him a boyfriend, you get him on drugs, you get him into these discords, you get him pissed off. They say he wasn't sleeping for weeks. He's got these discords telling him do it. There's all this rage. It's the same story.
Completely. And I think they were using psychedelics in his partner. I think his partner is the key conduit to all of this. Remember, his partner's got weird professional family class backgrounds, big money, some big money tie backgrounds. So there's a whole unusual history. And notice how Candace has managed to not investigate any of it.
And notice he's wearing a tranny flag tie.
Yeah, exactly.
And notice how satisfied and happy he looks when he's turning around and looking. Oh, that's not the nice boy next door we were hearing about. Yeah, no, I mean.
Well, you interviewed Chase Hughes. Chase Hughes told me, he said, watch if he's guilty. You'll see when he's in public, you'll see a smug look on his face, like you do with Luigi. And that's been the case all the way through. He's had a smug look on his face. He's trying to stop from smiling all the time.
That's a key video here. When his head's up, he's trying to not smile. You can see it like Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. Wipe that disgusting grin on your face. But when he turns it, there's not a camera. He goes, ah. I mean, it's sick. You got to do the blow up. There's a shot here. Yeah. And he looks evil as hell.
Exactly. And I believe our own government did it to him. I believe they're complicit. We, at a minimum, we know George Soros foundations are all over the place with the Trantifa movement, putting in social workers, putting in all those other people. So they wanted to prove they could make a Manchurian candidate, a true Manchurian candidate, because he's so middle American in his origin story. Nothing about him suggested he would become this. And this is what Candace's PSYOP is about, hiding the real PSYOP. Hiding the real conspiracy. The Candace conspiracy is a cover-up for the true conspiracy. Not only is she not investigating the murder, she's covering up for the murder. And she's covering up for the intelligence operations connected to the murder. For the Soros crowd connected to the murder. And maybe Eric.
Yeah, I wasn't sure until I saw him in court. We haven't gotten the shot yet where he turns, thinks he's on a camera, and he looks like a freaking demon. Barnes, let's come back and finish up with this straight ahead.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Tyler Robinson a few weeks ago was in court about 20 minutes, and I'm trying to find the original pool footage, not just clips. Because I told the crew just grab clips of him in court, and they found what the media put out. But I found on YouTube the raw, I know I said it like 2 weeks ago, whatever it happened, maybe it was three, the raw court footage was put online by one of the reporters. And man, we got to find that and get it back out, because you think they're smirking and trying to hide the smile on what you've seen on the news. there are shots where he turns and thinks he's hiding and like goes and like really looks like a demon. So that footage is, I'm telling you, what people need to see. So we're gonna find that. Because it just totally blew me away. And I noticed I hadn't seen other people do it. I was just surfing around on YouTube and I saw this reporter that covers all these cases I've seen. He's just like a one man show. And he's like, oh, I was able to plug into the pool. And so I'm going to post the full pool footage here for you. And I sent it to the crew and they had it the next day and it was just so damning. What you think you've seen is nothing. I will find it. We'll put it in post. When this interview gets uploaded to X and Bandout Video and Rumble later, because I'm telling you, it is bad. Okay, let me just stop right there. Finishing up with what you're saying, Barnes, I want to hit some of the other areas with Candace. This has had a real effect on Trump's polls, and this is having a real effect on the midterms, and then she says stuff like, well, screw your midterms or whatever. Well, okay, I'm an expert on Epstein, and I know Trump wasn't involved, and I predicted all that was going to happen. And so why should we throw out all the good things that are happening and just give up because, you know, you're saying, you know, he's the devil. And it's the same thing for all of this. They said we're going to kill him. They killed him. The guy shows up in his trans flag, smiling and smirking and making, you know, devil faces and looking very proud of himself. And then clearly he had help and Cash Patel's covering it up, as we just pointed out. And then we get responded to that, oh, you are saying nothing happened here. Well, they know intellectually that's not what's happening. In all my videos responding to her and her priesthood, that's what it is now, her acolytes, her ring race, her Praetorian Guard, they just ignore everything I've said and create straw men and fake things I've done. So I'm seeing extreme deception, like worse than the New York Times or CNN out of these people. And the murder of logic and flip-flopping 180 every day to a shocking level, to where I went from like, okay, maybe she's stressed out and over her head, to a bad actor, or she's being handled by some very bad people, because this is hurting the country and it's hurting real investigations. Let's just briefly though, because you heard me break it down, I know you followed it. What do you make of this character that's changed his name all these times, that has this giant rap sheet of beating up women, crushing in their skulls, all of it? Lying constantly, lying about his military record, stolen valor. What do you make of his latest name, legally changed, to Mitchell Snow, saying he's at this thing? We never said he wasn't at Fort Wichita. So we said that day one, before they even made it issue. I said, I'm not saying he's not at Fort Wichita. Going there and making an incident so he gets a record. I said that like 2+ weeks ago. I said, I want proof the congressman and everybody else is there. Well, they all have alibis. First, they deny the alibis when people drill in and prove. They even put lies out about the alibis, saying he was in Congress later than he was. They abandon that and say, now we're not looking at that, just whether Snow was there or not. Then they change the day to another military plane coming in on the 8th. Total bait and switch. She says, it's never been about the 9th, you crazy rabbits. She says, I don't want alibis. I have all the videos there saying I want your alibi. So anyone with a memory, and I mean, talk about destroying her. I guess I'm going to have to, because I can, folks, I got the crew and I got the brain. I can come out here on everything she says and show her lie, 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 changing stuff constantly. Okay. Everybody else is already doing it. I don't have the time for this. I don't want to be doing this. You made these claims. I'm like, my God, was there a Fort Huachuca meeting? Oh my God. And plus, I know how the military works. You want to see a very accurate deal? Millis talked to hundreds of people in intelligence in Vietnam to write Apocalypse Now. And you notice that scene where he goes into the 3-star general, the equivalent of Westmoreland. And it's a composite of true stories mixed with Heart of Darkness. And Captain Willard's there and they're setting him up to go kill Colonel Kurtz, who's, you know, gone AWOL with his own army. And they never say killing. They're all very vague. And that's the max you'd have in the room. The CIA, the general, his attaché, and the hitman. Okay. And you notice they never say, you know, kill them. Just like the mafia, like, take care of that problem. 12 colonels will be overthrowing a country, folks. Okay. People think of generals running things. They're more like policy and the overall plan. Colonels are the ones that go down and then actually command at the troop level right above that with the non-commissioned officers below them. I mean, you know, Fletcher Prouty used to do overthrows of countries, one man. He's the guy they had to send away for the Kennedy assassination because he didn't see what it was. He only had 2 other colonels do what he did. 3 in the whole Pentagon for assassinations and stuff like that, okay? So I know too much about this. So you don't get on a skiff, highly secure, at least two swipe cards to get in biometrics. You walk in, and then there's 12 colonels and TPUSA people walking around everywhere. And then he remembers Erica Kirk later. I mean, it is preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. My dad's cousin called him his uncle. He was an older, good, great guy, you know, died a few years ago. He didn't tell my dad everything, told his deathbed, but he was, you know, first, you know, running nuclear Nike systems in Europe. Got to be very trusted to do that. He was a Nike missile instructor. And then after that, because he was one of the best shots, they hired him for the CIA to do domestic hits and things. And it was usually drug dealers or people they knew had killed a cop and they knew were doing some of them back in the military. And the government's like, kill the son of a bitch. They didn't let gangs run around and stuff. So that was mainly what he did. But he never gave the details. But the point was he told my dad, he said, no, I would literally just get a call and told, oh, you know, go to the grocery store. And then he'd know to go check under the trash can at the grocery store. Like the government was telling him who to go kill with the classic thing, like in the parking garage with a note, folks. So they don't go with 12 colonels and a big master plan and TPUSA and guns in the lapel and, you know, and a shooting under the arm and all this crap. That is not how it works. Just from that point, I knew it was BS. Robert Barnes.
Exactly. They don't put a sign outside the door that says murder conspiracy planning inside. You know, they don't have the door wide open so that a complete lunatic like the Snow character can just wander in. I mean, as soon as I heard the story, I was like, that story is incredulous. That's not how these if you've studied assassinations, you know, you can watch, you know, there's good cinematic representations of this. Days of the Jackal, recent TV show, The Jackal itself, two different films based on that. You know, that's how that tends to work. They do not meet on military bases with everybody there in the same time, you know, with such an open door that some rando can jump the fence and walk right in and somehow recognize them. By the way, has Snow ever explained how he recognized them? How he recognized their face at the time? Because he apparently had no familiarity with them before, right? He didn't know who the scary guy was before.
Well, he has a photographic memory and saw them on TV later.
Yes, exactly. This guy is an habitual, for those people that don't know, well-documented by Paramount Tactical. I'll be on with him tonight on breaking down some of the legal aspects. But, you know, this is straight-up guy, straight shooter, Paramount Tactical, military guy, but you know, military history, all that, security, understands this, went to the university, did a whole 3D imaging of it that he publicly shared with people so they can recreate the scene themselves so they can understand it at broad levels. Detail. This guy is, the Snow dude is a complete lunatic. As soon as I saw him, I was like, oh yeah, this guy's a fraudster. We both dealt with him. And this is why I encourage people, use what Candace is doing as a, aside from figuring out she's a bad, untrustworthy, unreliable agent of disinformation, recognize the template, recognize the methods and modus operandi so you don't get trapped. We both get bombarded with people that are clearly, some people are just, you know, a little off. Others are clearly fake misinformation. Like I get it all the time. I'll get somebody to call up and say, hey, Barnes, can you help me evade paying any taxes next? Like they'll use that kind of language, right? You know, it's like, okay, you know, call next time from the feds. Thanks anyway. So we have to know how to separate out and filter through reliable people. This Snow guy is like Candace Owens, a habitual liar and a hopeless liar. I see this was part of my problem with the way the Macron case went or what she did with Macron. Macron is a pervert. There's plenty of evidence of that. Macron is a deep state guy. Plenty of evidence of that. Macron would take us to World War III if he could. Plenty of evidence for that with involving Ukraine. And Macron was literally recruited by the Rothschild Bank. So I have big criticism of the Rothschild. She's helped discredit those criticisms of Macron by saying, no, really, Macron's married to his father. They're involved in a Jewish family, and they all commit incest on the regular basis. And then very specific allegations about brothers and sisters that are completely false. So what did she do? Now Macron can use that suit, win that suit, discredit all criticisms of him. Oh, you're one of those crazy libelous Candace people, even when there's legitimate criticism of him. So this is how psyops work. People should study COINTELPRO. That's available at the FOIA office online at the FBI from the great work the Church Committee did and that those people who bravely went in and burglarized the offices in Pennsylvania years ago who disclosed all of this. But this is how they operate. They deliberately sent disinformation agents in to distract you so that you're not united politically and that you're not chasing down the real evidentiary leads, the real investigation of the real conspiracy. Because it's clear this guy is a nut. Snow, I mean, basically every person he's ever met, he's betrayed. lies about and hurts. That's wives, that's girlfriends, that's children.
And here's the deal. Everybody. She does things like dropping receipts. The unit that he said was at Fort Huachuca is the unit that the Undersecretary of Defense was coming to visit on the 8th. In a trip announced in July, he's going to all these bases, and it's on the front of the base what units are there. She's like, look, Mitch knows what units are at a base. I'm like, you don't know that every goddamn, excuse me, that every military base we have says what units are on it on the front gate?
Exactly. I mean, they're playing her like a fiddle, and she's playing her audience like a violin. And that's what we're seeing on a regular basis.
So let me ask you this. I mean, let me ask this, because this is hard for me to do. But then when I got attacked and lied about, you know, it's fine. I'm gonna tell the truth. It's not a popularity contest. Her people threatening me, oh, you're gonna get you, all this stuff, it means nothing to me. Me saying, you know, you better watch out, you're getting set up, oh, that's a threat, all this crap. When I said maybe she's got psychosis or something, and by that I meant like a mild one where she actually believes this, but now that I've seen her double down and change the subjects constantly, and I've learned that's a tactic, I mean, I guess she's just doing this cold-bloodedly. And if that's the case, then we know who benefits, the globalist. Why is she doing this?
Well, I think there's two reasons why she's doing it. One is I think it's just she does have, I think, a psychosis. I mean, you go back, she was literally abandoned by her parents. So she wasn't raised by her grandparents voluntarily. Her parents literally abandoned her. Grows up in a wealthy white community, which she's a middle-class black kid in the middle of. She has a history of feeling abandoned and betrayed. And remember that from The Equalizer where Denzel Washington's across from the Russian character and he's explaining the Russian character who grew up as an adoptee whose adopted father dies in a robbery, but really it was the kid who did it. And Denzel explains, here's why I think you did it. He goes, one, I know you did it, not somebody else. But two, he goes, I think some kid who had been betrayed his whole life couldn't handle someone loving him unconditionally. So he killed him to be able to sabotage the ultimate betrayal he thought was coming anyway. And I think there's a part of that in Candace's DNA. Look at everybody who's given her a big break. She's turned on sooner or later. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, she turned on Turning Point, turned on PragerU, turned on The Daily Wire, turned on Dave Rubin, turned on Charlie Kirk. I mean, literally, you go through anybody that gave her a big break. Sooner or later, she betrays. Sooner or later, she turns on. And I think it's rooted in a deep, I mean, this is someone who made up all kinds of crazy stories to get out of, her landlord gave her a sweetheart deal, then had to evict her if she didn't pay for a year. And she made up all kinds of crazy stories about black mold being there.
And she lost that case. So let me show you this. Here's a compilation of her saying she never implied that they killed Charlie. And then here she is doing that. I want to get into who she's married to. And I just say, hey, you know, we know Starmer's on record running operations against the first, you know, the labor over there. And then recently Starmer against Trump, that's on record. It's come out in Congress. She's like, oh, your former employee, Paul Watson, introduced us. So I guess you're the boss. I guess you're running all this. And she calls that a receipt. Then it turns out she's got three different origin stories of where she met her husband, who does have this globalist lord dad who's involved in all this weird stuff and data scraping and the rest of it, who we're now digging into. But first, here's the compilation.
What about his burial? How come we haven't seen anything about his burial? We saw so much and then we saw nothing. And the reason that's like a big hush-hush secret is because Charlie had a Catholic funeral mass. And he is buried in a Catholic cemetery.
But pre the meeting with Erica, you repeatedly questioned why we weren't being told where Charlie Kirk is buried, or even if he has been buried yet. Did you get those answers?
You have the wrong commentator who questioned that. I think that was Milo Yiannopoulos.
You've never asked where Charlie's buried?
Nope.
Yeah, but if this were on the left and somebody were accusing Charlie Kirk of his wife having murdered him, I assume that you would be talking about it.
Is that what Candace is accusing Erica of?
Yes.
Of murdering her own husband?
She's accusing TPUSA insiders and other members of the right wing, including Seth Dillon, of being involved in the murder of Charlie Kirk, yes.
It's just, I don't even know how to respond to it because it just never happened. Realizing that nothing in Charlie's life is real. It's just something that keeps me up at night. Just nothing in his life was real.
The assassination of Charlie Kirk was something akin to a regicide, right? The assassination of a king to install a new ruler who the king would have never approved of. It's so crazy.
She has accused us of lying about Charlie wanting Erica to take over for him if he died.
Never happened. And it just so happened that Charlie Kirk kept notebooks and diaries. He was so diligent that he wrote down his succession plan featuring who he wanted to take over for the organization in the event of his untimely death. Like, you know, he just, in the third notebook, he was like, oh, and if I accidentally get shot on campus, here's what you should do. Call Erica. And then after you call Erica, come find this notebook. And if during this process of our imagination, common sense comes on and we're like, oh, but wait, Charlie, wasn't he like a boy genius? He's a pretty bright kid. Wouldn't he have maybe formalize that succession plan outside of like a diary? But no, he wanted to put it in these notebooks. And then the plan was to guilt us, I think, to try to haunt us with the ghost of Charlie's notebooks that we're never going to be allowed to read, but we're supposed to accept that they most definitely read. Like, for sure. Never happened. I knew it was big. I didn't have the players. I certainly didn't suspect Turning Point USA would be, as I believe, involved in a cover-up. And we can talk about what the motives are of that. They could be financial motives. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean they were involved in plotting to kill him. And I've never said that. Cam Higby is on the payroll of Turning Point USA beginning in August of this year. So in theory, Cam Higby, who was laughing off the idea of an assassination attempt, is being paid by the very organization that just had its leader assassinated in broad daylight in front of the entire world. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean they were involved in plotting to kill him. And I've never said that. I was in this aggrieved stage and I really didn't poke my head up until weeks later when I could stop crying about it every second. Charlie Kirk, my friend, is dead. First, this is fantastic that Preborn is doing this. To remind you guys about Pure Talk. Also remind you guys about American Financing. Also remind you guys about GNO Land. Also telling you guys about Just Thrive. You can head over to our website, CandiceOwens.com. You can sign up, buy yourself a hat. I'm not going to stop unless Erica Kirk asks me to stop.
We were told that if we said stop, it would stop. And we said stop. And I'll say it again. Please stop.
Please stop. Please stop lying. But as soon as she tells me what it is I've lied about, I will cease lying immediately.
Well, now it's not about the night, the people that you accuse with your minion of being there in the hit. Now, it's never about that. It's all about a jet coming with a military leader. Okay. So here's George Farmer biography. Her husband, born December 15th, 1889 in London, United Kingdom, is a British-American entrepreneur, businessman, and conservative activist. He's a son of Lord Michael Farmer, a prominent British businessman and member of the House of Lords. As Mr. Cooper, for his success in the metals trading, Mr. Copper industry, and Jennifer Potts, as the son of a life peer. So there you go. George holds the title of Honorable. And then it goes through all the rest of it. So I just simply said, you got a lot of British connections. We know Starmer's been caught you're running disinfo against, you know, Trump for eight, nine years, not just Starmer, but the Labor Party, period. All this is going on. And she goes, Alex Jones telling his audience, my husband is MI6. I said, could he be? It's hilarious. Guess he left the part out where I met my husband through InfoWars, host Paul Joseph Watson. Here's a picture of me that fateful night in December of 2018. Thank you, Alex. The real story of how I met my husband, I forced Charlie to set up a trip to London and messaged Paul Joseph Watson and said we should finally meet. And yes, PJW came to our meeting. He was a fantastic guy. My husband supported his work because his videos are objectively hilarious. Candace goes, honestly, this is all Prison Planet's fault. Maybe PJW is MI6. My husband never, and it goes on through all this. Here she is. We'll play this again. Barnes's take. Saying three different ways that she met her husband. So you're informally introduced by John Mappin. They introduced you by Russell Brand and now PJW, where it was love at first sight. Then you got engaged 2 weeks later. Okay, got it. So even that whole story is not true. What is true, we don't know. What is their relationship to John Mappin in these royal meetings at royal palaces with the royal family for dinners with only 200 people at them? I think this should be looked at. Here is the clip of her giving news stories of how she met her husband.
You made the very sensible decision, and apparently he asked you to marry him 19 days after you met, which is very English.
Yes, Russell Brand was our Cupid.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Well, let's hear this, because I'm fascinated. 90, so what happened? You guys meet where?
So a buddy of...
This is George, your husband.
Yeah, we... Turning Point UK was hosting an event. George was there. I didn't get to meet him. I then went to do Russell Brand's podcast on the countryside, and through a lot of miscommunication, nobody had told me that my now husband was hosting a massive dinner with, like, major players in politics, like Douglas Murray was there that night, you know, all of these fantastic people. So I was 3 hours late because I was with Russell Brand doing his Under the Skin podcast. And this is amazing because this is when he was a communist, you know? This was the old Russell Brand. And then my assistant kind of comes in and is like, there's a massive dinner for you. And I'm like, I have to go. There's a random guy named George Farmer hosting a dinner for me. Jumped in the car, went down to Belgravia, 3 hours late, and my husband's just plying everyone with red wine. Like, is this woman even coming? And I don't know, I just locked eyes with him and just knew that I was going to marry him. It was totally insane. Literally, and it's funny because his best man then read the text messages that George was sending to him, like, I'm going to marry this girl. And I was sending messages to my assistant, like, I'm going to marry
this
guy.
From that night?
Like, locked eyes. If this is like a true rom-com story featuring Russell Brand, yeah.
Was it just the accent?
No.
You can be clear.
Everyone had an accent.
Do you find this accent irresistible? Is that where we are?
Americans do like an English accent.
I know.
So I will say that. It is a plus. But everyone there had an accent. It was just his face. He didn't even speak to me. He was so nervous. And then he flew to meet me the following week at Turning Point USA's big conference they have every December. And it was just, I just knew. It was the strangest thing. And then he proposed to me. We didn't even kiss, nothing. Didn't even know if he had a girlfriend. And
you'd not even had a date, really?
We didn't even have a date. We had our first kiss in Terminal 5.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's very romantic.
It is.
It's Love Actually.
It is Love Actually.
So where did three different places she met him? Again, it's everything she says is the same. We know it's a lie. We don't know what the truth is. And here she is, you know, doing this. And I'm just going to say this. I like Watson. Watson wanted to go. Watson got in with the royals. He even told me that he was a royalist now. I know the groups. He went to he hangs out with the top royals. They like Watson. He's very handsome, very smart. He got into all that. He disappeared into it. Watson doesn't even talk to me now. So they're like, oh yeah, you got me with Watson. He's MI6. Well, Watson can come on and talk about it if he wants, but Watson told me you ought to back the royal family. And I said, no, thank you, 1776. And that began the end of our relationship. So there you go, Candace. Yeah. I love Paul, not putting him down. He's British. He gets it. Wants to be part of that. A peerage, you know, a peer. He gets to go to all the royal facilities, use them and everything. That's great. Paul chose that. That's not who I am. Closing comments, minute and a half. Robert Barnes, thanks for the time.
Yeah, I mean, I would take this to note that Candace wrote an article 7 years ago about how it would be smart for young single women to marry gay men and how practical that might be. Just putting that out there. Just a little story out there. Just a little FYI. What the other backstory might kind of be implicated in why she doesn't want to point the finger at Tyler Robinson, instead wants to point it at Turning Point. So the lesson of Candace is never go full Candace. You know, the never go full retard from the great comedic film Tropic Thunder. Never go full Candace. She has learned all the wrong lessons about how to uncover and discover various conspiracies, and she is running a conspiracy of her own to distract from the real conspiracy, which is the ongoing Trantifa Manchurian candidate operation that likely has intel ties, the U.S. and likely overseas, including to her husband's pals at MI6. So, you know, the pursue the truth wherever it may go, follow the true Alex Jones path, not the people trying to be cheap knockoffs of Alex Jones, and end up just as the dark queen of QAnon as Candace Owens has become. And then you'll be able to find the truth and do a little bit of justice along the way.
Well, we're digging into the British royalty stuff. We know that's what they're directly plugged into. Now, that's not doubted. That's the top of this whole thing. MI6 is a sub-level. Thank you, Robert Barnes. Great job.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to
your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.